The next year, we want you to know that, yes, there have been some changes, and yes, we are still connected to the community. At ConnectCare, we still have a retail pharmacy open 8 to 5 Monday through Friday. At ConnectCare, we still provide transportation to patients that qualify. At ConnectCare, we still provide access to in-house laboratory services. At ConnectCare, we still provide some of the region's best board-certified doctors. At ConnectCare, we still provide urgent care. And at ConnectCare, we still see patients on a sliding fee scale. Yes, changes have been made at ConnectCare, but we're still connected to you. ConnectCare, still connected to the community.
Look at all the cars. Lots of colored cars. Ah, there's a blue one. Isn't it pretty? Whew, look how fast that red one's going. It's red like that stop sign. Like my jacket.
This is a 38-year-old man.
My jacket's not a car, is it? Is my jacket a car? My jacket is red, but it doesn't go fast.
He may sound a little strange to you and me.
Vroom. Vroom, vroom.
But to his 2-year-old son, who's interested in cars and colors, he makes perfect sense.
That's the sound cars make.
When you talk with your child, you build vocabulary, and learning starts long before school does. So follow their lead. Take simple everyday moments, like eating dinner or just watching cars go by, and turn them into learning moments.
Ooh, look, red car!
Yes! That is moving awfully fast.
Blue car!
Yes! The man in the red car is about to meet the man in the blue car. Get himself a pretty pink ticket.
Turn everyday moments into learning moments. For more tips, go to bornlearning.org. Brought to you by United Way and the Ad Council.
I think I'm hearing revolution in the air. I think I'm hearing revolution in the air. Tell me, brother.
It is time for us to use our power. Please do not beg folks for power. Nobody is going to give it to you. You were born with power.
Very sad news for all of you, the people who love peace all over the world. Martin Luther King was shot and was killed tonight in Memphis.
I will never say that progress is being made. If you took a knife in my back 9 inches and pull it out 6 inches, there's no progress. You pull it all the way out, that's not progress. The progress is healing the wound that's below me.
I think I'm hearing revolution in the air. Tell me, brothers, stop resisting.
But the hard truth is that not everyone is sharing in this city's splendor and glory. There are more poor than ever, more families in trouble, more and more people who need help but can't find it.
Struggle against the common enemies of man, tyranny, poverty, disease, and war itself.
We believe that all men are created equal.
Welcome, 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 welcome to the morning wake-up call. Say my name, my name, my name, my name is Liz Brown. You need to get up. Oh, yeah, you need to get to me. We have much business to tend to, much business to tend to. 1-877-920-WGNU. Say my name. My name is Liz Brown. Oh, my goodness. We have all kinds of stuff to talk about. 454-0400 is the phone number. Get up. Get up. Get to me. I took some time yesterday, did a little research, did a little surfing, did a little active action. Is there such a thing? Can you put those two words together? Let's just say that I engaged in some investigative reporting, and I pulled up the copy of the indictment against Michael Vick. And once again, I am, it's amazing to be here in America. All of the talk of dogs being wetted down and executed, and dogs being shot, and dogs being mangled, and dogs being killed. None of those accusations are directed at Michael Vick. I read the indictment. None of that. And most of the accusations directed at Michael Vick come from unnamed sources from the grand jury. Most of the charges with Michael Vick are crossing state lines to go bet on dog fighting. Now, I appreciate and I condemn people that commit cruelty to animals. But it does not cease to amaze me how quickly people are energetically. I mean, didn't we have this huge defense of, what's that boy's name, Howard? The redhead from St. Louis, Mark McGuire. When he was doing steroids, clearly doing steroids, weren't people defending the heck out of him? Weren't they, or is that just my sports ignorance kicking in? Didn't they?
Weren't they?
I remember people defending Mark McGuire left and right. And here we have, when you read the indictment, the most serious of these charges are not attributed to Michael Vick, a sports hero, a record breaker, a multi-million dollar sports phenomenon, or is it a phenom is what they call him. Yet and still, 200 folks, all of them looking other than Michael Vick, were there to holler at him. Ain't that some stuff?
Including Drew Carey, the new Price is Right guy.
He was there?
No, did you see him on Leno last night?
I did not. What did
Letterman?
He do?
He was saying he was just down. It was bad.
So, okay, don't even get me started. Let's take this break. I can cuss, and then we can come back. My name is Liz Brown. This is the Wake Up Call. Stay with me.
This is Dr. Laura Schlesinger. Join me weekday afternoons from 2 till 4 on AM 920. WGNU discusses the issues that matter most to you every day. And if you have a relationship problem with a friend, coworker, or family member, it really matters to me. So call me at 1-800-DR-LAURA. That's 1-800-DRLAURA. Tune in every Monday through Friday afternoon from 2 until 4 and take on the day with me, Dr. Laura, on AM 920 WGNU.
Summertime, and the living is easy, right? Not if you don't get your family reunion t-shirts done on time. Here's a tip. Call Robert Guy and Associates, 421-3200. They specialize in family reunion t-shirts and softball team t-shirts. In fact, Robert Guy and Associates will put together fabulous t-shirts for all occasions. Here's the address. 2006 Salisbury. The number is 421-3200. Robert Guy and Associates, your t-shirt specialist. And check this out. If you mention you heard this on the Liz Brown Show, you'll get 10% off. It doesn't get any better. 421-3200, Robert Guy and Associates.
I'm Phil Person of Person Roofing. We've been in business about 17 years, and we've advertised on WGNU almost that whole time. We have installed over 5,000 roofs in that period of time, and today I have a customer here. His name is Mr. Merriweather. Mr. Merriweather, I think we installed a roof on your house about 10 or 12 years ago.
Yes, you did.
Recently, you had a little storm damage on that roof, didn't you?
I sure did.
Can you tell what happened?
Yeah, Mr. Person come out and repaired my roof and didn't charge me anything.
And you haven't had any problems since we did a repair?
I sure haven't.
Even though your warranty was out, we still came out and took care of your roof.
Right.
We try to service our customers, and if you would like to have a new roof, call us at 361-7127. That's Person Roofing at 361-7127. All phases of roofing.
For the past several years, you've heard WGNU's community calendar of events going on in and around the area. Ever wonder where the information comes from? The majority of it comes from our listening audience. If your nonprofit organization would like help promoting its events and ongoing operations free of charge, send all necessary information to calendar@wgnu.net. Please send the correspondence 2 weeks prior to any events. WGNU reserves the right to edit or reject submissions for reasons of time and content.
Previously on the Lone Ranger program...
How come we don't call the government nuts? Because they have sometimes outlandish conspiracy stories. When the government does it, apparently it's okay, but when anybody else does it, then it's wacky. Speaking of that, how come Hillary wasn't called a nutcase for her vast right-wing conspiracy theory that allegedly explained the Monica Lewinsky affair, and nobody ever called her a conspiracy nut? Which is exactly what should have happened. Should have been laughed off the Today Show.
For the smartest talk on radio, it's the Sloan Ranger Show. Weekdays at 5 o'clock. Only on AM 920 WGNU.
Dimes are shiny and round. Nickels are also round.
This is a 28-year-old woman.
And quarters. Quarters are the biggest circles.
She may sound a little strange to you and me.
Quarters are like the granddaddies of coins.
But to her 3-year-old daughter learning about words and shapes, she makes perfect sense.
Pennies are round, too.
They are.
When you talk with your child, you build vocabulary. And learning starts long before school does. So follow their lead. Take simple, everyday moments like preparing for work or an errand at the bank. And turn them into learning moments.
But dollars are not round.
No, dollars are rectangles.
Yeah, rectangles. I like dollars.
Yep, most people do, honey. Most people do.
Turn everyday moments into learning moments. For more tips, go to bornlearning.org. Brought to you by United Way and the Ad Council.
Hi, I'm Randy Grimm.
And I'm Lizbeth Tan.
Join us Fridays from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. for Animal Tales on AM 920 WGNU.
Randy and I discuss the issues that matter most to you and your animal companions,
such as animal welfare and environmental issues,
and answer your questions about pet care. It's 2 hours of fur, friends, and fun every week with me, Lizbeth Tan.
And me, Randy Grimm. That's Animal Tales.
Fridays from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. on AM 920 WGNU.
Woof.
The struggle for fairness on the award-winning Wake Up Call with Liz Brown.
Oh Lord, turn on your television. I'm watching Martin Luther King, who had a dream. Oh, so take this dream and apply it to your life. Even though we know the ghetto's rough, but we got to keep your head up.
Welcome back, welcome back, welcome back to the Wake Up Call. Say my name, say my name, say my name. You need to get up, you need to get to me. My name is Liz Brown, 1-877-920-WGNU. That's 1-877-920-WGNU. Get up, get up, get to me. I cannot... I'm not going to be cussing. I'm not going to be cussing too much anyway. Not going to be cussing too much. I look at this Michael Vick case. I look at this, and I cannot help but see. I cannot help but, feel. I cannot help but, be reminded, be reminded of where we are as a country. I was listening to a story today about Hank Aaron's, when he broke Babe Ruth's record. And Hank Aaron was quoted as saying to one of his teammates right before he went up to hit the one that broke Babe Ruth's record. He said, let's just get this over with. I just want to just get this over with. Now, those are not the words of joy. Those are not the words of excitement. Those are not the words that Hank Aaron was entitled to have when he was about to fix into break this world record. They call this home run record one of the most significant records in all of sports. Now, why would he say, let's just get this over with? Because of the death threats. There were people that were writing him letters saying, you know, you are a black man, you are a, and I'm not even going to repeat the negative foul words, I don't want to put them out into the universe. But they said that we're going to have a gun aimed at your black head every moment. If you think that a black person can beat a white person's record, you're not superior, we are. The FBI in the 70s, in the early 70s, were protecting this man. It was, check this out, the Atlanta, his home team was Atlanta. Do we see a similarity here? They weren't even filling the stadiums, at, you know, when he was three hits away from breaking this record. The stadiums were half filled. And I think about that, and I come to the story of Michael Vick. A different generation, obviously. Years have passed, obviously. But the energy of the fury directed at Hank Aaron, it hadn't missed a beat. 5 years has not dimmed that energy, that ugly, nasty, racist energy. Yeah, I'm going to say it. It's what I study. It's what I understand. It's as a result of understanding and studying the condition that we call citizenship in the United States of America. It is no surprise. It is no surprise. Huh. 454-0400 is my phone number. 454-6609 is my fax. We have much business to tend to. Car phone.
Yeah, you know, I always try to put in this some type of perspective. It looks like that the racism comes out of the older generation, and when I say that is, it looks like the people who have all this, and I want to say white media, the white everything, it looks like it's the older people. It looks like they fester this hate.
What's older? What age are we talking about?
I don't
40?
Know. It looks like even when you hear hate coming out of that community, it looks like it's from the older.
Give me an idea of what you mean when you say older. Are you talking 40s? Are you talking 50s? Are you talking 70s?
I'm talking about 40s and 50s, even that age. When
older? Wait a minute. Let's just dissect that for a second here, okay?
Okay.
If we're talking about 40s as olders, we're talking about people born after 1969. I mean, people born before 1968.
Okay, let me say this. Let me put it. Even when they get adults, okay, as a child, you try to find yourself, you look around and say, you know, you make some mistakes, but these people see the effect of this racism throughout their life. They even die with it.
I guess what I'm trying to make the point is, if you're saying that 40-year-old people are the older people that are harboring this hate, then you prove my point that it is something that continues generation to generation. Because out of all the generations, the 40-year-olds that exist right now that are born 1968, they were born the year that everything exploded, that the Civil Rights Act was passed, all of the things that people say, well, we've put all that behind us, they were born at the best time in our history. And you're saying that those are the people that are harboring this, then we're all doomed because nothing has changed.
Right, I'm just saying that this, even after these people get educated, they read the Bible, they read history, they hear about slavery, they know that, you know, everybody is the same, it's just about the color of their skin, it doesn't have to do anything with that, they still harbor racism.
All right, thanks for your call.
That's what I want to say.
Thank you so much. We're going to take a break. My name is Liz Brown. Stay with me.
Good morning, St. Louis. 30 minutes after the hour of 6 o'clock at AM 920 WGNU. I am Howard Morton with a look at this hour's traffic and weather. Westbound 40 between 14th and Union Station. Look for road construction. The right lane's closed. It's going to cause some tie-ups as you come across the bridge. Southbound 67 between Old Olive and Missouri between Ladue Road. Look for water main work. This is one lane closed on 67 in both directions. Eastbound 70 from K through 79. That traffic's starting to build, but everything's moving at the speed limit thus far. Westbound 5570 from Tudor Avenue into the Poplar Street Bridge. Look for traffic to be building, especially in left-hand lanes. Westbound 270 from Old Halls Ferry into Graham Hanley. Look for traffic to be building. And northbound 270 from 44 through Doherty Ferry. Look for heavy delays this hour. Eastbound 44 from Soccer Park through 270. Look for slowdowns there as well. Eastbound 70 from East Ever City Expressway through 270, look for some slowdowns there. Eastbound 40 from the Boone Bridge through the valley is running smoothly this hour. Eastbound 40 from Mason Road all the way into the 270 exchange and then into McKnight. Expect no delays at this hour. Northbound 55 from 3200 South Broadway into 44 is on the move, and from Butler Hill into 255 is looking good as well. That is a look at your traffic. Now let's take a look at your forecast. For today, tomorrow, and for Sunday. For today, partly sunny, becoming mostly cloudy. 50% chance of showers this afternoon. Highs in the lower 90s this evening, mostly cloudy. Becoming partly cloudy overnight with another chance for showers. The low should be around 70. Saturday, partly sunny, high in the upper 80s. And Sunday, mostly sunny with a high in the upper 80s as well. Currently at the studios of AM 920 WGNU, we have 75 degrees and hazy skies. Lambert Field is reporting 76. Stay tuned for more of Liz Brown and the award-winning wake-up call is up next. We'll take another look at your news, traffic, and weather in the 7 o'clock hour. I'm Howard Morton for AM 920 WGNU, your station for the issues that matter most to you.
People, have you heard about Golden Grocer Natural Market? It's locally owned and operated for over 30 years and serving and meeting your health needs by ensuring the best quality and selection in vitamin supplements and organic groceries. Golden Grocer Natural Market has the largest loose herb selection around. You can also get your grains and natural beauty items as well. Their staff is friendly, knowledgeable, and committed to helping you on your journey to improved and enhanced health. Golden Grocer believes that the healthiest goal is achieving balance in every area of your life. So, live your life like it's golden, and let Golden Grocer help you along the way. Golden Grocer, Natural Market, 335 North Euclid, right there in the Central West End. Open 10 a.m. to 7 p.m., Monday through Saturday, and Sunday 12 to 5. Golden Grocer, 367-0405. That's 367-0405.
Time Life presents the complete 10 CD Classic Soul Ballads Collection. Rock me tonight. 144 sensual ballads. Here and now. Luther Vandross, Al Green, Barry White, Aretha Franklin. Just to be close to you. And now, for the first time ever, you can check out the entire 10 CD collection for 30 days for just $9.95. But wait, when you order with your credit card, you'll get free shipping and handling. That's a savings of nearly $13. So order with your credit card. And for just $9.95, you can enjoy all 10 CDs of classic soul ballads in your home. And we'll ship it to you free. If it's not the best collection you've ever heard, send it back and owe nothing more.
Call 1-800-313-6969. That's 1-800-313-6969. 1-800-313-6969.
What's better for your brain than TV? Quicker to open than Windows and more portable than a laptop. Why, books, of course. I'm Maria Rogers O'Rourke, co-host of Women Inspiring Women's Authors on the Air program, a lively conversation about books. Join us every Friday for discussions with a variety of authors on timely topics, the creative process, and how to get published.
And I'm Mary Menke, happy to be part of the new hosting team for Authors on the Air. Join us every Friday from 1 to 2 p.m. here on AM 920 WGNU.
It's the information you need to know about but can't find anywhere else on the dial. The award-winning wake-up call with Liz Brown.
Everything will be all right. He assures her, but she doesn't hear a word that he says. Preoccupied, she's afraid. Afraid what they've been doing's not right. He doesn't.
Welcome back. Don't let go of my hand, no matter what happens, no matter what happens. Listen, folks, this is Liz Brown, and you need to get up. You need to get to me. We have much to talk about. 454-0400 is my phone number. Just want to give you an a heads up. In the next hour, we're going to have open lines. There are some things I have on my mind, in my head, on my heart, that I just really want to share with you all, and I look forward to having open line conversation with you in the next hour. We're going to be covering the St. Louis American. We're going to be covering campaign contributions. We're going to be covering Obama and Clinton conversations. I think the gloves are off. I think the gloves be off. We're going to be talking about all of that and so much more in the next hour when we have open lines. And of course, at 9 o'clock we have Dr. Rosa Kincaid. Today's the last Friday of the month. That means that it is food preparation today. Oh, yeah, I got some good stuff for you, so you don't want to miss that. And we're going to talk about how FEMA is selling them, that are poisoning people. Our good government at work. That's going to be in the 8 o'clock hour. So much ahead. So let's forge ahead and get to some of you all on the line here. Will, good morning.
Good morning, Liz. I haven't talked to you in a while.
All right, now, what's up?
this Michael Vick thing.
All right.
Really did pique my interest because I engage in a lot of conversations on the Internet about this. And like you say, you had to speak that word racism because it's just ever-present. You know, it's omnipresent, and particularly within this society. And it's been here so long, and it's so ingrained that I think that a lot of white Americans don't even realize on a subconscious level how they react and respond to certain things depending on the color of the person. Because this Michael Vick thing, you know, it's the whole tone of the conversation. Whenever you get a high-profile athlete or celebrity that's black and they are implicated in some type of impropriety, any type of crime, the response is just different. And if you're not an African American, if you're not a minority that's used to perceiving these things, it escapes the average white person sometimes, I guess. But this is a particular case because there happens to be a Falcon fan. Now, he's a Falcon fan, mind you, that likes to talk about how much he loves the Falcons, and he's been kind of wishy-washy on Vic. But the minute this situation hit, this is the same person that likes to talk about his Southern heritage and how the Civil War wasn't about slavery, it was about states' rights and all this other stuff, and how he should be allowed to embrace his Southern heritage. And to see the vehement way he turned on Michael Vick, and I point these things out, and then of course I'm called a race baiter, but this situation, and I like the way you bring it out because you're always so perceptive with these things, But you're right. It's there. It's every present. And this Michael Vick situation is the latest. Like you said, I'm glad that you actually went up and looked at that indictment. You've got people acting like, I mean, like you say, I don't condone cruelty to animals, but they act like this guy is an axe murderer all of a sudden.
And again, the indictment does not tie him to any of the salacious acts, because I'm not, you know, let's be real. We live in a society where people pay money to sit in the front seat, the front row of an event where there is a canvas floor, there are ropes around it, and grown men sit in that or stand in that ring, and their purpose is to kill one another. Who wins the fight? And it has happened. There are Americans that sit in the front rows of boxing matches for the sole purpose of having the blood that comes off of the, from the hits in the ring splatter on them.
Exactly.
So please don't tell me, I don't want to hear any bunk about, oh, this is so violent. Tell me, let's talk about the video games that your children play. Okay?
Exactly.
Because I was having a conversation with Quincy Proof. The video games that your children play, show me one video game that your children play where they can be successful in the winning of that game without killing something.
You got a good point there, Liz. And another analogy I would draw, which is, and I think it's an accurate analogy, although it may be just a little bit off, is look at horse racing. They talk about the abuse of the animals. So a lot of those horses that are used for professional racing, yes, they get taken very good care of, but a lot of them sustain injuries. You know, a lot of them sustain injuries from racing. A lot of them are abused in some ways as far as that, but nobody cries about that. But suddenly, you know,
okay,
I mean, and like I said, I'm not trying to condone this, but I'm just trying to highlight how people tend to look at things differently and want to try to switch the game a bit when the person's skin color is different.
And we got to roll, but thanks,
okay,
thanks for your thanks, Will. And you know, and as if you want the evidence, because I'm here to provide you with the evidence. If you want evidence of the hypocrisy, insincerity, and non-issue of this in the lives of most Americans, go to a chicken farm and see how chickens are treated in order to get your KFC on your big old plate. Go to a cattle farm and see how Bessie is treated so you can have something to pour on your tricks or for kids. Go to the slaughterhouses where Flicka is taken every single day so that you can have a stick of glue for your arts and crafts projects. America is disingenuous. Well, the Americans that are hollering about this I need my vapors. This is just so horrible. The Americans that are hollering like that about this are Americans that are disingenuous and hypocritical about the reality of their everyday world that they live in. Try to snatch a hamburger from an American and say it's because Bessie was treated cruelly when they killed her to put one in your hand. Try to snatch a cheeseburger from a 200-pound man at lunchtime because they slaughtered Bessie by electrocutions, by cutting her carotid artery and letting her bleed to death, so you can put a cheeseburger in your fat, greasy hand during your lunch hour. Try. And see if you don't get some of that cruelty pushed right back on you. Try to snatch a cheeseburger. Try. My name is Liz Brown. This is the Wake Up Call. We got a whole lot of stuff to talk about. Joe.
Yeah, talk about that football player.
Michael Vick.
Yeah. That's just,
this jury system now we got in the United States and maybe in Georgia, you're guilty until you prove yourself innocent.
Or you're guilty forever.
Yeah, or that's a less dramatic mentality.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, you're talking about this the food and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if they want safer food instead of getting the bad chicken and stuff, they go to Golden Oaks and get it.
Go to Golden Grocer.
Yeah.
Golden Grocer. You're right.
Then you get safer food.
There you go.
Okay.
Golden Grocer is right. 1-877. I mean, it is the hypocrisy. It is the hypocrisy. Because here's the thing. You ain't mad for real. You just happy that you have a chance to jump on a black man that has a piano when you don't have one. That's what this is about. That's what this is about. You can't fool me. You can't fool me. My name is Liz Brown. Stay with me. You don't have to travel all the way to the mall to visit your Sears. Why don't you visit the only black-owned and operated Sears located at 3425 Union. That's 3425 Union. Sears, where else? Where else, where else, where else? Indeed, look, you need to get down there. You need to take advantage of this weekend to get your shop on. Is it 40% off? Oh, good Lord, you need to get on down to Sears. A huge sale is going on. Washers, dryers, refrigerators, stoves, freezers, you name it, 40% off. You know what? Get on down to Sears. Get on down to Sears. They've got it on their floor. If you don't get there, you won't get it. Tell them I told you to.
Looking for time made just for you? Wanting to hear from some young people who are cool and well-informed? Have some questions adults just can't seem to answer? There is a place for you on WGNU Radio. Tune in Sunday nights at 5:30. You'll hear teens talk about stuff teens understand. Find out about the latest in music, sports, and other issues that matter. Finally, a talk show for teens, about teens, by teens on 9:20 a.m. 5:30 Sunday nights. Sponsored by the St. Charles Lwanga Center.
The Overland Police Department Explorer Post will be hosting a fundraiser on Tuesday, July 31st from 5 to 8 p.m. It takes place at Fuddruckers on Dorset in Maryland Heights. The restaurant will donate 20% of the total bill to the Explorer Post. A special coupon is available in person at the police department headquarters. To find out more, call 314-428-1221. News to you from AM 920.
What's better for your brain than TV? Quicker to open than Windows and more portable than a laptop. Why, books, of course. I'm Maria Rogers O'Rourke, co-host of Women Inspiring Women's Authors on the Air program, a lively conversation about books. Join us every Friday for discussions with a variety of authors on timely topics, the creative process, and how to get published. And I'm Mary Menke, happy to be part of the new hosting team for Authors on the Air. Join us every Friday from 1 to 2 p.m. here on AM 920 WGNU.
This is Congresswoman Maxine Waters. No matter where I am in the world, I can always get the information I need from the Wake Up Call with my friend Liz Brown.
Welcome back to the Wake Up Call. Say my name. My name is Liz Brown. You need to get up. You need to get to me. We have much, much, much to talk about. Maurice.
Good morning, Ms. Brown.
Good morning.
Listening to the conversation about Michael Vick, I've been looking at the news, and got a couple comments. One, and this is just not with animal cruelty. It's what you hit on is racism. I look at a lot of athletes who have been accused and some who have been found to have cheated, broken the law, and whatever. And what I seem to find is that when it's a person of African descent, man, in the press, these people are crucified even before they're tried. There are examples of athletes.
Wait a minute, crucified before they're charged.
I mean, yeah, I mean, not charged before they're found guilty.
I know, but I'm saying, I'm going back even further. They're crucified when there's just even a hint of the stuff out there.
Yeah, but if you pick an athlete who's not of African descent, I'm going to give you a couple of examples that happened in the past. There's one guy in the Hall of Fame who used to play for the Kansas City Royals. His name's George Brett. On national television, George Brett got found to have a cork in his bat on national television. You know, and they, you know, oh, they talked about it for a couple of days, went away, George Brett's in the Hall of Fame. He's doing commercials now. He has a lot of endorsements. You know, I look at Bill Romanowski. Bill Romanowski is an admitted steroid and human growth hormone user. He's admitted different conversations. So basically being a racist and doing this, quote unquote, to compete against the black athletes. But guess what they did with Bill Romanowski? He's making movies now. He's getting endorsements. You know, and there have been numerous. Jason Giambi is a recent one in baseball. Jason Giambi admitted to using steroids, a performance-enhancing drug, during a time when it was not illegal in baseball to do such. This guy has won, if not one MVP, multiple MVPs. He has got garnered contracts based on their performance with these substances. But when it comes to African-American athletes, they're held to a different standard. Michael Vick, I look at Barry Bonds. Pick one who's been, look at a lot of the baseball football players who've been accused of certain things. And, I mean, that's all you hear about in the press. And, you know, a lot of people are like, well, you know, it's not about this. Yes, it is.
Oh, yes, it is. Yes, it is. Yes, it is. Because the fact of the matter is, again, try to snatch a cheeseburger out of the hand of a 250-pound man at lunchtime because Bessie was electrocuted in order to put that meat in that sandwich. They don't care about cruelty to animals. They don't care about, because you will lie. You will lie and the truth ain't in you. You don't care about cruelty to animals for real. Now, and I'm not talking about these people that are with the Humane Society, whatever. That's their thing, always been their thing. But these other new converts to, oh, let's take care of Fido and Spot, bunk. Bunk.
They abuse animals left and right. Your Warren Collar made a good point about horse racing. I don't know if a lot of people realize, but a lot of those horses are given performance enhancing drugs. When they say steroids, human growth hormones, a lot of that stuff made for horses.
Oh, bump that. How about the fact that they're shipped off to the glue factory?
Yeah, after they get the running away,
okay.
Right, makes more money off
okay.
of
them. Okay, in their death.
This Greyhound racing.
Greyhound racing. Please, oh, please, you know, all of you new converts to the holy land of protected animals, put down your cheeseburger and then we'll talk.
Yep, and then the one we just had recently, I say the Duke lacrosse case. When that came out, everything you hear in the press, well, they haven't been found guilty. You know, we don't know if there's any evidence. No, these guys raped someone and you're trying to, you know, hold them up as this virtuous entity in America. No, these guys committed a crime. But had that been, when that was a black person or person, so-called person of African descent, whatever term you want to use, have been accused of similar crimes, guess what? They crucified them.
Thanks for your call. Take care, yeah. Maurice. Have a great weekend. My name is Liz Brown. Get to me. We ain't done here. Get to me. Did you hear me? We ain't done here. Get to me. Michael.
Good morning, Liz. How you doing this morning?
I'm outstanding. How are you?
Before I put my question out, I want to thank you for putting Cindy Sheehan on your show.
You liked that conversation with Cindy Sheehan on Wednesday.
Yes, ma'am. Before that conversation, I thought she was mad. But when it was explained why she's doing what she's doing, I was convinced. I knew that they're supposed to need to be replaced, but not by her. But now I'm more than convinced.
All right, now.
I have a statement to make. These people are complaining about Michael Vick. Well, quick as lightning, and it's taken 3 years for us to complain about George Bush and the nearly 40,000 people that are killed in Iraq and a million over there. That's basically hypocritical, is it not? So I'm sorry, but this is not funny. I know.
Oh, you make such a good point. Look at how slow people were to the deaths and the murders that are going on over there, but they jumping right on about some dogs that are dead. Oh, you're right, Michael. You're right. You're dead. You hit it on the head today. Thank you for that. Great observation.
It's a sad truth.
All right now. Thank you, Michael. Great point. Have a great weekend. 1-877-920-WGNU. That's 1-877-920-WGNU. Get to me. In the next hour, it's going to be open lines. I'm going to take this Friday. I normally have a guest in the 7 o'clock hour. I've decided not to do that today because I want to take some time to talk to you all about a bunch of different stories that are important out there. And I want to get your comments and your observations and your positions and your understandings on a couple of these subjects. We're going to be talking about black newspapers and their responsibilities. We're going to be talking about some campaign finance issues that are local but have a larger national issue attached to them. Do you think it's fair to judge people based on who they take money from? I do. Do you think it's fair to judge people based on how much who they give money to? I do. We're going to be talking about that in the next hour. Then we're going to be talking about Hillary and Obama. Oh, it's a throwdown, showdown, hoedown, okay? We're going to be having that discussion all in the next hour. We have a lot of stories that we're going to be covering in the next hour. Fasten your seatbelts because it's going to be an amazing journey next hour. So it's going to be open for you all to jump on in on these issues and conversations because I look forward to chatting you up. Thomas.
Yes. Hi, Ms. Brown.
How are you, Thomas?
Now, you know, I hear these white folk, like I said, white folk, voting, and they got black folk talking about Michael Vick, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Have everybody ever looked up the word, where the word picnic came from?
I don't use that word, Thomas.
You know what it means.
That's why I don't use it.
That's what I'm talking about. Now, why come white folks don't grumble about that? That's what I'm talking about. Picnic. Everybody loves a picnic. Go to a picnic like it's a happy thing. But if they really ever stop to think where that word came from.
All right now.
All right.
Thank you so much, Thomas. And for me, I'm going to underscore the point that we've made this morning about the Michael Vick story. Most of the people, I dare say, that have these fully impassioned and opinionated positions on Michael Vick and his guilt have not read the indictment. I have. I took some time out and put on my lawyer hat. Went through the indictment looking for, you know, I put on my defense lawyer hat and went through the indictment looking for, okay, how would I defend him? Blah, 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 blah. Looking. All of the salacious stories that you've heard about the electrocution of the dogs, having water poured on them and then electrocuted to death, guns being used on dogs to kill them, dogs being beaten to death. None of that none of those charges are attached to Michael Vick at all. None of them. And most of the witnesses against Michael Vick are unnamed outside informants that the grand jury didn't even know their names, let alone anything about them. Michael Vick is mostly charged with betting on these dogfights. And come on, America. Do you think that a star in our star-driven culture should lose their job because they bet on a dogfight? Come on, America. Y'all embrace Paris Hilton. She done time. Roman Polanski, who has indictments out there for pedophilia, his movies are still allowed to be played in this country. In fact, he gets awards in absentia. He can't come to this country because they have indictments waiting for him, but they give him awards. He was an Oscar nominee, for Christ's sake. So do not tell me, America, do not open up your outraged little mouth. That's right, M-O-U-F, mouth. And tell me how outraged you are about a grown man betting on a dog fight. You ain't. You a lie. You a tail. Truth ain't in ya. You ain't mad for real. You mad at his money. You mad that he got a piano and you can't afford one. That's what you mad at. My name is Liz Brown. We got some more good stuff coming at you. I ain't done here. I ain't done here. Stay with me.
The progress is healing the wound that's below me.
I think I'm hearing revolution in the air. Tell me, brother, stop resisting.
But the hard truth is that not everyone is sharing in this city's splendor and glory. There are more poor than ever. More families in trouble. More and more people who need help but can't find it.
Struggle against the common enemies of man, tyranny, poverty, disease, and war itself.
We believe that all men are created equal, yet many are denied equal treatment.
And so we say to all in this nation who dare listen to us, black, white, Jew, Gentile, Asian, Latino, that we are brothers and sisters in the
law. For the issues that matter most, it's AM 920 WGNU, Granite City, St. Louis.
Here's the latest from ABC News. I'm Karen Chase. Will there be another free fall on Wall Street? The Dow dropped more than 300 points yesterday. ABC's Aaron Katursky has a look ahead.
Humid, sticky air hangs over the New York Stock Exchange, where investments took a beating. At one point, the Dow was down more than 400 points, and those who work inside said the mood turned sour.
There seems to be a lot of litter on the ground, so we thought that might have been an indication of stress release.
Some said the sell-off was knee-jerk, and investors should come racing back today. At least they hope so around here. Aaron Katursky, ABC News, Wall Street.
Astronaut alcohol abuse is among the allegations in a published report that claims at least two astronauts blasted off while blasted on the space shuttle. ABC's Mike Von Fremd has more.
NASA consultants say they have evidence that on two occasions, astronauts were allowed to soar into space on shuttle missions, even though the flight surgeon warned that they had alcohol in their system. Now, there are no formal guidelines about drinking before flying on a shuttle mission, but traditionally astronauts honor the so-called 12-hour bottle-to-throttle rule, meaning no flying within 12 hours of consuming alcohol. Mike Von Fremd, ABC News at the Johnson Space Center in Houston.
More security funding for high-risk cities is included in a measure the House takes up today. The Senate passed it late last night. It also sets aside more money for stricter screening of air and sea cargo. Those measures were recommended by the 9/11 Commission. What's in your bottled water? How about tap water? In a bridge over troubled waters with environmental groups, PepsiCo Inc. is being forced to spell out on the label that its Aquafina bottled water comes from a public water source. That tattoo or nose ring you think is a personal plus is a professional minus. 85% of employers say they impede your chance of getting a job. 64% of coworkers look down on them as well. Most people who have tattoos conceal them. This is ABC News.
Will you love me when I turn six?
Of course I will love you when you're six.
Will you love me when I'm 10?
Of course I will love you when you're 10.
They'll always be your baby, which is why we've introduced the sedan rated the safest full-size car in America, the all-new 2008 Ford Taurus.
When I'm 15?
And while you can't engineer a mother's love, you can engineer safety. Taurus offers 6 standard airbags and features patented space architecture, which directs crash energy away from you. Plus, Taurus received 5-star crash test safety ratings for front and side impacts and is an IIHS top safety pick.
Will you love me when I'm as old as you?
I will love you forever.
The all-new Ford Taurus. Ford. Bold moves. Visit your Ford dealer or go to FordVehicles.com.
Based on NHTSA 5-star Premelin side crash test rating and IIHS top safety pick with optional electronic stability control. Class is standard 5-passenger large cars.
18 years in the making, The Simpsons movie finally made its debut. ABC's Bill Deal has a preview.
Don't have a cow, man. In the Simpsons movie, Homer has dumped droppings from his pet pig into the lake, triggering an environmental disaster.
President Schwarzenegger.
That is me.
Springfield has reached crisis levels. I've narrowed your choices down to 5 unthinkable options.
I was elected to lead, not to read.
Marge pleads with Homer to do something.
They're going to destroy Springfield.
Did I save the day?
Actually, you doomed us all.
The Simpsons movie. It's a hoot, a great gift for fans of the TV show. 3.5 stars.
This is the worst day of my life.
The worst day of your life so far.
Bill Deal, ABC News.
A Beyonce blunder is all the buzz on the internet. The singer lost her footing and fell during a performance. Of course it was caught on camera and is now zooming around computers worldwide. She didn't hurt anything except possibly her pride, and Gamely went on with the show. I'm Karen Chase, ABC
News. Now, the local report from the WGNU Newsroom.
Good morning, St. Louis. This is Patrick Branchmeyer with your WGNU news update for the 7 o'clock hour. In the news this Friday, the city of St. Louis has filed a lawsuit against the company that owns Plaza Apartments. The suit was filed in an effort to get elevators in the building fixed. The Missouri State Fire Marshal's office shut down the elevators on Wednesday, saying the fire safety features were not working. Laclede Gas has also posted a shutoff notice on the building, and residents have reportedly been complaining about backed-up sewers. Mayor Francis Slay says residents may have to be relocated if the problems are not fixed soon. Al Sharpton criticized Republican presidential contenders at the National Urban League Conference. The civil rights leader said yesterday that African-American voters should punish Republicans who fail to attend candidates' forums hosted by the Urban League and the NAACP. Duncan Hunter and Mike Huckabee were two Republican candidates scheduled to address the conference, but both canceled because of other business. 4 Democratic candidates are scheduled to speak today: Hillary Clinton, Barack Obama, John Edwards, and Dennis Kucinich. Finally this hour, a 4-year-old boy is a hero after saving his uncle. 30-year-old John Johnson was babysitting his nephew Demarion when he began to have a seizure. The boy stood on a chair to unlock the front door of the apartment, then got a neighbor to take him down the elevator to call police. Demarion's uncle said the boy was never taught how to respond to emergencies and had never even seen his uncle have a seizure. John Johnson is currently recovering. That's your look at local news for the 7 o'clock hour. I'm Patrick Branchmeyer, bringing you the news that matters most to you.
Good morning, St. Louis. 6 minutes after the hour of 7 o'clock at AM 920 WGNU. I'm Howard Morton. Let's take a look at this hour's traffic and your weather. Westbound 40 between 14th and Union Station. Look for the right lane closed due to road construction. That's going to cause some delays as you come off the bridge this morning. Southbound Lindbergh at Old Olive and Ladue. Look for it reduced to 1 lane in each direction due to water main work. Eastbound 44 from Soccer Park to 270. You've got heavy volume there. Northbound 270 from 44 through Doherty Ferry. Look for delays, especially in that 44-270 interchange. Westbound 270 at Old Halls Ferry through Graham Hanley. That traffic is building but still running at the speed limit at this hour. Westbound 5570 from Tudor Avenue into the Poplar Street Bridge. Look for traffic to be building in the left lanes. Eastbound 70 from T.R. Hughes through 79. Heavy volume going on out there. Eastbound 40 from Mason through 270. Look for some slowdowns. Eastbound 70 from East Diversity Expressway through 270. Look for delays there. Northbound 55 from Butler Hill into 255. Look for some slowdowns. And westbound Kingbridge traffic's moving well into the landing at this hour. That is a look at your traffic. Now let's take a look at your forecast for today, tomorrow, and for Sunday. For today, partly sunny in the morning, becoming mostly cloudy throughout the day. Chance of showers this afternoon, highs in the lower 90s this evening, mostly cloudy. Becoming partly cloudy overnight with a chance of showers, low around 70. Saturday, partly cloudy, or partly sunny actually, with a high in the upper 80s. And Sunday, mostly sunny skies with a high in the upper 80s. Currently, at the studios of AM 920 WGNU, we have hazy skies and 75 degrees. Lambert Field is reporting 77. Stay tuned for more of Liz Brown, and the award-winning wake-up call is up next. We'll take another look at your traffic and weather in the bottom of the 7 o'clock hour. I'm Howard Morton for AM 920 WGNU, your station for the issues that matter most to you.
I think I'm hearing revolution in the air.
Welcome back to the Wake Up Call. Say my name. My name is Liz Brown. You need to get up. You need to get to me. We have much business to tend to. 1-877-920-WGNU. Good golly, Miss Molly. We have a whole lot of stuff to talk about. 454-0400 is my phone number. 454-6609 is my fax. And if you want to, toll-free, long distance me, that is real easy. 1-877-920-WGNU. Get up, get to me. I'm going to do something a little different. I normally would have a guest on in the 7 o'clock hour. I normally would, but this morning I'm going to open the lines up because I want to cover a number of different topics. I really do. I want to cover a number of different topics. I want to hear from you on issues that are percolating through your minds and your heads and your hearts out there. I want to talk to you. I want to use this hour to talk to you about a number of different things. So how about this? Let me get to some of you on the lines, and then I will get to some of the issues that I want to share with you, because I've received, I can't even tell you how many emails about the shows that I did, the show that I did yesterday, and I want to revisit that, because I really think that we really have some conversations that need to take place. Carl.
Good morning, Ms. Brown.
Good morning.
You know what, I want to just speak on the vocabulary of words. You know what, I'm kind of curious as to the origin of some of these words. The reason why I'm saying that, because America was born out of hypocrisy. The word hypocrisy in America, they go like hand to glove, foot to shoe. And I'm just curious as about some of these words, because I don't think some of these words existed, you know, what, hundreds and maybe hundreds of thousands of years ago? Do you have a kind of comment on that? What do you think about that? Some of these words, the uses of words and you know, the origin, you know, because of today, again, like the word hypocrisy, and there's a lot of words. Do you have a comment on that?
Well, you know, I'm a person that believes that that if every single word matters, and that we are to be held accountable for every word that we use. There are, well, you know, of course you're right that words, that the word computer didn't exist, you know, 100 years ago. All
right.
Kinds of words did not exist years ago, but you know what did exist?
Yes.
Are the behaviors that give rise to these words.
Yes.
All right. When we talk about the a word hypocrisy, well before the creation of the word, the behavior existed, where
okay.
people said one thing and then acted another, acted
right.
in complete contrary to what they said they did. And that's a wonderful segue into the conversation that I want to have about some of our politicians here and the money who they take, the money where the places where they get their money to support their campaigns and the places where they give their money to support their campaigns. The word, while I cannot say that the word hypocrisy, I don't know, I know at one point in our ability to communicate, the word did not exist, but I do not regret that the word has been created, because it sure defines a lot of people's behavior.
Right. That's what I'm saying. So I think that these words had to have come about, like you said, about the computer,
mm-hmm.
because the behavior of the people of today.
All right.
And, okay. Thank you, Ms. Brown.
Thank you so much. You have a great weekend, okay, Carl?
Okay. You do too.
All
Bye.
Right. Listen, folks, this is Liz Brown and the Wake Up Call. We have a lot of conversation that we need to engage in. We have a lot, so please stay with me for a minute or two or three or four or five, because we'll be right back. Stay with me.
People, have you heard about Golden Grocer Natural Market? It's locally owned and operated for over 30 years and serving and meeting your health needs by ensuring the best quality and selection in vitamin supplements and organic groceries. Golden Grocer Natural Market has the largest loose herb selection around. You can also get your grains and natural beauty items as well. Their staff is friendly, knowledgeable, and committed to helping you on your journey to improved and enhanced health. Golden Grocer believes that the healthiest goal is achieving balance in every area of your life. So, live your life like it's golden, and let Golden Grocer help you along the way. Golden Grocer, Natural Market, 335 North Euclid, right there in the Central West End. Open 10 a.m. to 7 p.m., Monday through Saturday, and Sunday 12 to 5. Golden Grocer, 367-0405. That's 367-0405.
Recently in St. Louis, some changes were made in healthcare providers, and we at ConnectCare want you to know that sometimes change can be good. ConnectCare, still connected to the community. ConnectCare is now your specialty care clinic hub. If you or your loved one is dealing with kidney disease, you can contact one of ConnectCare's renal specialists at our renal clinic, dedicated to improving the quality of life and providing optimal care for patients with chronic and acute renal disease. At ConnectCare, we have 14 specialty care clinics to serve your healthcare needs. Our specialty care clinic hub includes specialty clinics dealing with arthritis, ENT, GI, orthopedics, and a women's specialty clinic. At ConnectCare, the physicians and staff at our specialty clinics are committed to the philosophy that the best care is provided by those with the greatest commitment to their community. ConnectCare, still connected to the community.
This is Mark Glass. Tune in every Friday at 5:15 for What's New at the Movies on AM 920. I sit through the bad ones so you don't have to, and give you an early heads up on the good stuff. So for advice on getting the best mileage from your entertainment budget, join me, Mark Glass, for What's New at the Movies, Friday afternoons at 5:15 on AM 920 WGNU, where we discuss the issues and the movies that matter most to you.
Anywhere in the world at WGNU.net, the award-winning wake-up call with Liz Brown.
There's a new world coming. and it's just around the bend.
Welcome back to the Wake Up Call. Say my name. My name is Liz Brown. You need to get up. You need to get to me. We have much business to tend to. Jared from Chicago, good morning.
Hello?
Yes, good morning.
Hi, Liz, how are you?
I'm outstanding.
Liz, I'm Jared from Chicago, and I want to bring attention to an issue that's very troubling to me, the Michael Bell case in Jenna, Louisiana.
I have had parents of the babies on my show and activists as well.
Okay, well, I want to make sure that your audience is aware. We're going to Louisiana tomorrow, actually, with Al Sharpton and some of the other activists. What we're trying to do, the bottom line is the family has no money. I mean, this is a very, very poor county, very poor district. The parents have zero money, so they need representation. The NAACP and Jenna has dropped the ball.
The NAACP did not even call my producer back.
We made
dozens and dozens phone calls trying to get them involved in this case, and they never called my producer back.
They never called back. They never provided representation for the family. And if it's okay with you, I would like to give out the defense fund address so that your listeners, if possible, can send money in, because the family needs an attorney. They need representation. We're hoping that perhaps we can persuade the governor, I believe her name is Blanco, to possibly commute the sentence. Now, keep in mind there were six of these children, and Michael Bell is one of the six, and his sentence could be up to 22 years in prison.
And we also need to talk about the fact that it is really a conflict of interest for this prosecutor to be prosecuting this case. We have a prosecutor who was also the attorney for the school, a prosecutor that went into the gymnasium after these black children, these African children, had to endure the injustice of white kids sitting under a tree because they're white, black kids who engaged in civil disobedience during their lunch hour about this racist act, and a prosecutor who is also the attorney for the school who goes into the gymnasium and threatens the black children with going to jail over this.
Matter of fact, I believe his words were, if you black children do anything in retaliation, I will make your lives go away.
There you go.
Here's another travesty, Liz, and this is unbelievable. In 2007, as African Americans, we always talk about this is wrong. I can't believe this is happening. If I lived in the 50s and 60s, here's what I would do. Well, we have a chance to do something. This family needs help. Let's put our money where our mouths are. Because the bottom line is, the way it works in this country, in this system, is you need representation. And that costs money. Unfortunately, people are not going to step up and say, I volunteer my time and my services and my legal expertise. It's going to cost money.
And the unfortunate part about this is that he had absolutely, utterly, outrageously awful representation during this trial.
Representation, Liz, he had a public defender.
Wait a minute, I was a public defender. That's not the problem.
Okay,
the problem
okay.
is not
Wait,
that he was a public,
public
defender.
Defender. Okay.
Yeah.
This public defender actually told his parents, get out of my face. I don't have time for you. The parents were not allowed to go into the courtroom to attend the trial.
There were witnesses that said, I mean, he didn't even challenge the fact that the victim was hit, knocked out, couldn't see who the person who did this to him was, and that went unchallenged on the stand. There were no witnesses
Absolutely.
Brought in.
There was
all
no
he wanted, all he wanted.
Absolutely. You're an attorney, Liz. You know this.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And there were no witnesses brought in on behalf of his client. All he wanted to do, because unfortunately, irrespective if you are a public defender or a private attorney, there are too many lawyers out there that practice criminal law, and only thing that they practice is our pleas. The only thing that they will try to get their client to do is plea a case. And if they don't plead the case, God pray for you if you have to go to trial with an attorney that all they do is get pleas out of people.
Here's what's really sad, too, Liz. He went into the county jail at 16 years old. He was tried as an adult. So from day one, he's in a county jail with grown men. This young man was expelled from school at 16, never got his high school diploma, obviously. His life is basically ruined. He's in a county jail right now with adult men, and he's facing 22 years in prison. The white kids that were involved in the altercation got probation, were not prosecuted. Nothing happened to them.
Oh, and let's talk about the fact that a building was burned down, and, oh, they can't find anybody who burned the building down.
Absolutely. Well, Liz, here's where we're at right now with this young man. Obviously, they need money. But we're hoping that we can contact a viable attorney that can help him, possibly a new trial, an appeal. Unfortunately, it's coming down to the wire. He's waiting for sentencing. Some of the activists were able to get the judge to delay sentencing. I think it was due for the end of July. Now the sentencing is September something. So, again, if we can put pressure on the governor, the legislators in Louisiana, perhaps we can get his sentence commuted or appealed or something. But this is really a travesty. As African Americans, as citizens of this country, I don't care what your race is, this young man, this is a travesty. This is 2007.
And what would, absolutely.
This to go on,
absolutely.
It is outrageous. We have to do something. I have a 10-year-old daughter. I have a 10-year-old nephew. And it could be them. And that's how we have to look at this. This could be your child.
This is your child.
This is your child.
This is your child.
And enough is enough.
And what's the number, Jared?
The address is the Michael Bell Defense Fund. P.O. Box 1061. That's in Jena, Louisiana. And that's spelled J-E-N-A, of course, Louisiana. Zip code 71342.
That's the Michael Bell Defense Fund, P.O. Box 1061, Jena, Louisiana, 71342.
That's it.
Very good.
And Liz, by the way, my pastor, Jeremiah Wright, Trinity United Church of Christ, says hello to you.
Right back at you.
Okay.
All right. Thank you so much.
Okay,
and thank
Liz.
You for sharing this. And please, Jared, what I would love for you to do is to give us an update when you come back.
Don't forget my name, Liz. Jared from Chicago.
My mom
calls you all the time.
All right. Okay, Jared.
Okay.
Take care now.
Bye-bye.
1-877-920-WGNU. That's 1-877-920-WGNU. You need to get up. You need to get to me. We have so much stuff to talk about. 454-0400 is my phone number. 454-6609 is my fax. Get to me. You're on the wake-up call.
Hello there, Liz.
Turtle, good morning.
I'm glad you talked to Ms. Sheehan. That was very
Cindy
good.
Cindy Sheehan had her on the show on Wednesday. Yes.
Yes, ma'am.
Yes,
like
right. Fresh out of
much.
Jail. Fresh out of jail. And fresh after delivering 1 million signatures for impeachment to John Conyers' office. John Conyers, who said, I ain't doing impeachment.
Ain't that something?
Ain't that something?
The Republican Party, I said 4 years ago, I said, the Republican Party have no business even be able to raise their head as evil and vicious as they've been these last 4 years. They haven't got no reason or cause to lift their head.
Mm.
Ain't that pitiful? That is very pitiful, the things they done, talking about they won't come to the convention downtown. That's terrible.
Well, no, you know, that's business as usual. You know what? I am, quite frankly, I don't expect the Republican Party to do that. What I expect are the Democrats to do something. I expect a John Conyers to file articles of impeachment. I expect a Nancy Pelosi to say impeachment is off the table. How can you take your constitutional obligation off the table, particularly with people that you've seen commit these crimes? It's all well and good to say, you know, Republicans ain't doing right. You know what? People need to tend to the people that are perpetrating that they're doing right for us.
And I don't like these people call themselves helping us, giving money to the people that is hurting us.
Well, I know what you're talking about. You're talking about Jamila Nasheed giving $1,000 to Rodney Hubbard.
Yes, ma'am.
All
yes,
right.
Ma'am.
You know, and
you can't
defend that. You can't defend that. And anybody that wants to, well, let's look at what they've done. Well, you know what? There are all kinds of people in politics that have done a couple of good things. But you got to start watching them because they turn at some point.
Yes,
and when are we going to make the decision? Well, okay, well, you turned.
Yes, ma'am.
That's our job. Thanks for your call.
Thank you, Liz.
We're going to take a break. I'm Liz Brown. Oh, we got much to talk about. Stay with me.
morning, St. Louis. 30 minutes or 28 minutes after the hour of 7 o'clock at AM 920 WGNU. I am Howard Morton. Let's take a look at this hour's traffic and weather. Westbound 70 from T.R. Hughes to Highway K. Look for a vehicle on fire. And that is reported west of 79. Tractor trailer reported still traveling westbound, but it's still on fire. Westbound 40 between 14th and Union Station. The right lane's closed due to road construction. Look for delays coming off the bridge. Southbound Lindbergh at Old Olive and Ladue. Look for it reduced to one lane in either direction due to water main work. Eastbound 44 from Soccer Park through 270, heavy volume going on there. Northbound 270 from 44 through Doherty Ferry, look for heavy volume there as well. Westbound 270 from Old Halls Ferry into Graham Hanley, look for traffic to be building this hour. Westbound 5570 from Tudor Avenue into the Poplar Street Bridge, look for delays. Westbound 64 from Bow Avenue into the 5570 split. Look for some slowdowns there as well. Eastbound 70 from T.R. Hughes through 79, look for heavy volume. And westbound Kingbridge traffic's moving well into the landing at this hour. That is a look at your traffic. Now let's take a look at your forecast for today, tomorrow, and for Sunday. For today, partly sunny in the morning, mostly cloudy by this afternoon, chance of showers with a high in the lower 90s. This evening, mostly cloudy, becoming partly cloudy overnight with a chance of showers, low around 70. Saturday, partly sunny with a high in the upper 80s. Saturday evening, partly cloudy with a low in the upper 60s. And Sunday, mostly sunny skies with a high in the upper 80s. Currently at the studios of AM 920 WGNU, we have 75 degrees. Lambert Field is reporting 77 and hazy skies. Stay tuned for more of Liz Brown and the award-winning Wake Up Call is up next. Take another look at your news, traffic, and weather in the 8 o'clock hour. I'm Howard Morton for AM 920 WGNU, your station for the issues that matter most to you.
You don't have to travel all the way to the mall to visit your Sears. Why don't you visit the only black-owned and operated Sears located at 3425 Union. That's 3425 Union. Sears, where else?
That's right, that's right, that's right. Sears, this weekend, sale, take advantage. 40% off, come on. It's almost free. Get on down to Sears, washers, dryers, refrigerators, stoves. Look, they have lawnmowers, they have freezers, they have treadmills. They've got it all, and they have it at Sears. You don't need to get on down to Sears at Union and Natural Bridge. Tell them I told you to.
Prizes awarded on WGNU will be held for pickup at the radio station for 30 days. After 30 days, all items become the sole property of WGNU Radio to be disposed of at our discretion. In the case of event tickets, tickets will be held for 30 days or until the date of the event, whichever comes first. Prizes must be picked up at our studios, which are located at 265 Union Boulevard in St. Louis, unless otherwise specified.
Are you an inventor, or do you know an inventor who would like to attempt to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to industry? Well, for free information on how to proceed, call this toll-free number.
Call 800-346-9966.
InventHelp, one of America's largest invention companies, has inventor information you can have for free. Record your invention's date of origination, plus get an information brochure and other materials of interest to new inventors. Learn how to get this free information just by calling this toll-free number.
Call 800-346-9966. That's 1-800-346-9966.
Even if you have an idea for improving an existing product and don't know where to go with it, you'll want this free inventor's information. It shows how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to industry. So call InventHelp right now, toll free.
Call 800-346-9966. That's 1-800-346-9966.
This is Dr. Laura Schlesinger. Join me weekday afternoons from 2 till 4 on AM 920 WGNU. And I look forward to hearing from you. If you have problems with a personal work or family relationship, call me at 1-800-DR-LAURA. That's 1-800-DR-LAURA for the issues that matter most. It's AM 920 WGNU. And for the personal issues that matter most, join me, Dr. Laura, now from 2 to 4 every weekday afternoon. Then go do the right thing.
around the world, and behind the story. It's the award-winning wake-up call with Les Brown.
Welcome back. Payback. My name is Liz Brown. You need to get up. You need to get to me. We have much business to tend to. I want to bring to your attention some shocking things that have happened here in the city of St. Louis with respect to our the community, the entire community here in the city of St. Louis. I have been a frequent observer of the largest black newspaper here in the city of St. Louis. I have expressed my concern about the fact that this newspaper has a white editor, a guy by the name of Chris Keene. And my concern has always been, what is the resume, the race resume of a white guy that is running a, being the editor, running a black newspaper? My concern is that he does not have the resume, and the fact that he does not is reflected in the stories that he tells, and the twists and the takes and the comments that he makes in the gossip column part of the St. Louis American, as well as the stories that he writes. And it's one thing to take out an attack on me as a woman of African descent, a personal attack. And it's another thing for come to find out that this is a white guy hiding behind a black newspaper accusing me of race baiting. Now, that's not what black people say. That's not what black people say. We have a white guy that attacks not just me, but other African organizations that have historically spoken truth to power and caused a great deal of change in this city that we live in. Organizations like Organization of Black Struggle. You have a black newspaper attacking the Organization of Black Struggle about going after race issues. You have a black newspaper attacking the first black elected president of the Board of Aldermen, threatening him, like a white guy threatening him in the paper. I brought all this up. I've talked about all of this. I've discussed all of this. And to the response of this, I get an attack from the paper. Okay. An attack from the paper. I run into the publisher of the paper, Dr. Suggs, and Dr. Suggs assures me that I'll be able to respond in writing to the warrantless attacks. And I promptly sent Dr. Suggs my response, and he promptly did not write it. Now, I'm bringing this up at this point because I want to, again, I'm right. That's what I do. I know racism and racists when I see them. This same editor now has a new little movie out. He just, and that was one of the things that I criticized this Chris King about, is he slovenly. He is unprofessional. He doesn't care whether or not what he prints in the paper is accurate or not. He's lazy. All he wants to do is be a filmmaker. So he came out with his film. Your black newspaper suffered because of his attention and focus on making a movie. His film is out. And his film, as far as I'm concerned, is the smoking gun videotape proof of his disdain and his hatred of people of African descent. The name of the movie is Blind Cat Black. Now, mind you, the white editor of a black newspaper puts out a silent movie with language in it, poetry in it, words in it that include the N-word. Ain't that something? What does he think of you? He makes a movie after the NAACP has buried the N-word. The white editor of a black newspaper makes a movie with the N-word in it. And a black cat caricature that is the most racist. I mean, it's just like turning back to the 40s, 50s, 30s, 20s, 1800s, etc., etc. Cold black cat with these features that are caricatures, racist caricatures of black people, and this black cat is holding holding something that I can't tell you on the air what he's holding, but it's stereotypical of black men as well. I want to share with you, if you give me a second, I want to share with you the letter that I wrote to Dr. Suggs. And anything, and it took me all day practically to respond to all of you that wanted copies of this letter. And I encourage any of you that want a copy of this letter to read or to send out or to share with people. You can email me at revolution@lizbrown.com. That's revolution@lizbrown.com. And I will send you a copy of this. But I want to share this with you, the letter that he didn't print. Dear Dr. Suggs, I am writing you out of concern for one of your employees. It was brought to my attention that I was the headline story in your political eye column this past week. After reading the comments made by your editor, the social worker, public defender in me became alarmed about his state of mind. So I thought it best that I contact you because of your resources and your medical background and let you know about your editor's public cry for help. Now, Dr. Suggs, as you well know, I'm not a medical doctor, I'm a lawyer. But I have seen these symptoms before, so please tell your editor that he's not alone. There are many, many, many white males who exhibit the same behavior. You know what I mean. This non-reality-based view of me and my show. The subjects, Dr. Suggs, often say on the one hand, Liz Brown is a rabble-rouser who gets people all stirred up and involved. They talk on and on about the thousands of people over the years that have gotten active in the streets and city halls and even across the world because of my shows. Yet, on the other hand, the same subject claims that I have a radio show with no audience. And then, Dr. Suggs, it gets worse. The subject then tries to convince anybody who will listen that no one has ever heard the nearly 3,000 interviews I have conducted in the last 3 years alone. Interviews with national and international guests from Danny Glover to Barack Obama to Scott Ritter to Howard Dean to the President of Cuba. And the final symptom, Dr. Suggs, of course, is that the subject then attempts to prove their point that they don't listen by detailing my shows or my activities chapter and verse. I often refer to them as my own personal radio stalker / stenographers. In fact, a large portion of my day is dedicated to responding to emails, bloggings, letters, phone calls, or newspaper stories from people who, quote, swear no one listens to my show. And many of the subjects even grouse about the many awards that I have won. But there's good news, Dr. Suggs. This type of behavior has been diagnosed, and it has a name. Now, it is my understanding that doctors have studied numerous white males who lie about the fact that they listen, email, chat, and obsess about what I say on my show and what I do when I get off the air. Doctors have referred to it as LBODS, Liz Brown Obsession Denial Syndrome. Bad news is, there is no cure. But Dr. Suggs, here's what you can do. Get some quiet time alone with your editor. Hold his hand and talk to him about what he can change. For example, he can change his slovenly and disconnected approach to journalism for a black newspaper. Malcolm X once commented on white males' observations about black folks. Malcolm said that they are, quote, often wrong because their motivation is wrong. I would add that your editor is additionally wrong because he plain gets it wrong. So allow me, and Dr. Suggs, in the words of Malcolm X, to make it plain on how your editor gets it wrong in his role as the ghostwriter for the Eye. One, he tells comfortable lies about the history and significance of the Organization of Black Struggle, OBS. These lies attempt to minimize the impact of one of our own African legacies, a lie that your editor blamed on a black man, Vervis Jones. He tells outright lies about invitations to inaugurations. As you well know, Dr. Suggs, you did receive an invitation to Louis Reed's inauguration, and yet and still your editor used the lie that you did not as a platform to attack this city's first black elected president of the Board of Aldermen. This lie can best be described as cavalier. Apparently, your editor is mad at one of his competitors, and your editor couldn't care less if our president got caught in the line of his petty misfiring. And in addition, your editor has an astonishing disdain for fact-checking. A couple of weeks ago, not once, but numerous times, he made reference to an alderwoman by the name of Jennifer Flowers when no such woman exists. To his credit, your editor blamed his fact-checking aversion on dope. Problem is, white talk show hosts, white talk radio can't afford a talk show host that delivers racist insults in an Oxycontin haze. In fact, the white media will continue to survive with substance-impaired show hosts that spew lies and outright misinformation about the black community. For goodness sake, the same week your editor created a new alderwoman, Jennifer Flowers, that same editor speculated that Judge Ronnie White could be replaced by Jim Talent's Hispanic wife. Jim Talent's wife is Asian. Was this dope, journalistic error, or stupidity? Was it dope or plain trifling? Was it dope or ethnic disinterest, or was it just plain dope? We can't afford that self-abusing indulgence, nor should we. A newspaper that speaks on behalf of the community of African descent has an almost sacred responsibility. A black newspaper takes a journalistic blood oath with the community of African descent. And that oath mandates that the stories that are told about our community are fearless and accurate, and above all, told in and with a voice that is truly knowledgeable, full of love about us, and completely enlightened as to our battle. It cannot be told by someone who sees his role merely as a job on his way to Spielberg land. Now, Dr. Suggs asked of me, please tell your editor that there are LBA meetings, that's Liz Brown Anonymous, and when he has one of those many days when he's forced to acknowledge the evidence of my extraordinary ability to organize, motivate, and inform, he can attend one of those meetings. I can almost hear it now, Dr. Suggs. Hi, my name is Chris King, and I lie about my obsession with Liz Brown. That's the letter he wouldn't print. Y'all want a copy of it? You need to get to me at revolution@lizbrown.com. That's revolution@lizzbrown.com. Yeah. Yeah. There's more. Stay with me. Summertime, and the living is easy, right? Not if you don't get your family reunion t-shirts done on time. Here's a tip. Call Robert Guy and Associates, 421-3200. They specialize in family reunion t-shirts and softball team t-shirts. In fact, Robert Guy and Associates will put together fabulous t-shirts for all occasions. Here's the address. 2006 Salisbury. The number is 421-3200. Robert Guy and Associates, your t-shirt specialist. And check this out. If you mention you heard this on the Liz Brown Show, you'll get 10% off. It doesn't get any better. 421-3200, Robert Guy and Associates.
This is Phil Person of Person Roofing. I'd like to introduce to you one of my customers, Joe Scoggins. Mr. Scoggins, how long ago did we work on your property?
It was approximately 8 to 9 years ago, Mr. Persons.
Okay, have you had any problems with your roof since that time?
Well, actually, about 3 weeks ago, I called you, and there was some water damage that was caused as a result of the storm last fall.
Okay.
And you were out the following day to do the repair work. And it was done in such a professional way that I would recommend you to any and everyone.
So how much did we charge you?
It was free, and it was done within a matter of 3 hours.
All right.
So I called you one day, and you were out the very next day, you and your son and his assistant, and you went up on the roof, and you accomplished the task within a matter of 3 hours.
This is Phil Person of Person Roofing. Our service starts when we complete your roof. Our number is 361-7127. You can call us day or night. 361-7127.
I got the big toy, the big toy. I got the big toy. Praise the Lord, church family. It's me, Pastor E to the J to the D. Yours truly, doing my duty, live in the loop on WGNU 920 on your AM dial. And we just praising him a while. Check it out, church family. We got a brand new broadcast coming at you. It's the Friday Night Radio Broadcast Fellowship Hour. Every Friday night, 8 to 9 p.m. on your W, my W, IWGNU.
Big Brother is watching, and we're watching Big Brother. It's the award-winning wake-up call with Liz Bryant.
There is a term that is steady and strong. It does not know defeat. I feel it fine and know the sound of truth. In every soul, there is a memory, a standing tall. Look around as we could be. I cannot fall, for I recall we were born in.
Welcome back, welcome back, welcome back to the Wake Up Call. My name is Liz Brown. Get to me. You're on the Wake Up Call.
Yeah, this is Joe.
Yes, Joe.
About the St. Louis American?
Yes.
I wouldn't dignify that to put it under my birdcage or train my dog on it, because that doesn't go into substance when they talk about stuff like the Chicago American. I got one other question. Remember the Argus?
Yes.
Is that owned by this outfit?
I don't know who the Argus is owned by anymore.
But when I was a kid, I used to sell them on Sunday. You pick them up on Friday and sell them.
I don't know who it's owned by now.
But they're really, truly representing the people, the Argus was.
Yeah, well, it was. It's a 96-year-old paper. It was in the day.
Yeah,
thank
I
you.
Just hope it's not owned by this outfit. But people should get those free copies. Ask for the Argus instead of the other one.
Thanks for your call, Joe.
Okay.
Take care. 1-877-920-WGNU. You need to get up. You need to get to me. You're on the wake-up call.
Hi, Ms. Brown. Good morning.
Good morning.
I have to say that was a pretty good letter, and, you know, that's with the editor at St. Louis American. That's one of the reasons why all of my friends that I talk to, I mention the show, I mention your guests and tell them that they need to tune in the mornings. I try to tell people whenever I can. But I wanted to talk about the Michael Vick. I watched the CNN website yesterday, and I just saw him getting out the car, just seeing all, you know, I could hear all the people just booing.
That's right.
Booing him.
That's right.
And it's just a presumption of guilt.
But I wish it was just the presumption of guilt, but there is the issue of race that's attached to it, that is a motivating factor behind it. Because if you read the indictment, Michael Vick is not charged with any of this, the more salacious charges that we've heard about dogs being executed and put water put on them and electrocuted and guns being put to their heads. Michael Vick's has not been indicted on any of those types of charges. He's been indicted by unnamed conspirators, and most of the charges with betting on dog fights. And I'm sorry, but I don't believe that America is outraged by betting on dog fights. I don't believe most states don't even have bans against cockfighting. So, you know, I do not believe this outrage. I don't believe it. If true concern about cruelty to animals is not the motive behind your fury or the energy for your fury, what else makes America that mad? Oh yeah, I know. He's able to buy a piano when most of America can't. That's what it is, and he's a black man.
And you know what it reminds me about? You remember a few years back, Allen Iverson, when they said that, that he attacked and put his wife out the house,
and
he raped her. Remember, all of the news media was out in Philadelphia. You know, they just said so many horrible things about him. But then, when they come to find out that none of it was true, everybody just disappeared. Nobody said they were sorry or anything.
Thanks
they
for your call.
Disappeared.
All right, now take care. Now, Marie.
Hello?
Marie.
Oh, good morning, Liz. Loving your show as usual.
Thank you.
You know, it's time for everybody to put their money where their mouth is, and not just to, you know, I mean, like the letter that you just read, I thought it was right on point. It was right on time. everybody, every decent person listening to your show needs to get a copy of that letter and circulate it around the community and boycott the St. Louis American until that fool editor is fired.
I mean, this movie that he put out is proof of his contempt for our community. It is proof. When the NAACP holds a ceremony to bury the N-word and the white editor of the St. Louis American makes a movie with the N-word in it, come on now.
It should not be tolerated.
It should not
be tolerated.
It cannot. It cannot. And that's not the only thing. There are images that in this Blind Cat Black, there are negative race. You know how bad it was? There were people that walked out of the movie when it was playing.
So, Birth of a Nation all over again.
At least the Birth of a Nation didn't use the N-word. It was a silent movie, too. Make no mistake about it. It's a silent movie just like Birth of a Nation, and the motivation behind it is just like Birth of a Nation.
And this is the editor of a black newspaper. And one other thing, may I have that address about that? And I don't know all the details of what happened in Louisiana.
Do you have access to the Internet?
Yes.
All right. Well, all you have to do is do a Google search on Jenna, Louisiana. Michael Bell is his name, okay?
Michael Bell.
All right. And
what is that address that the man gave you?
Michael Bell Defense Fund?
Yeah.
P.O. Box 1061.
1061.
Jenna, Louisiana, J-E-N-A.
Okay.
Zip code 71342.
And, you know, I hate to say this, but, you know, I've never, and this is my opinion, but I do not trust Caucasians. I trust about 20%. There may be 20% of Caucasians who are decent, but the other 80%, I do not trust them.
See, I resist the urge to make a determination about people based on their skin color
it's not skin color. It's the
saying,
actions. It's
but,
not the skin color. It's
but you
the
said,
actions.
But the words you said was, I don't trust Caucasian people.
Well, the Caucasian mentality, how about that?
Okay.
Their behavior, their actions. And I said they're 20%. There's 20% I think that are, you know, that are decent. And I'm doing this by experience.
All right, now.
Not just by skin color, but by the behavior.
Thanks for your
Thank
call.
Thank you.
All right, 1-877-920-WGNU. You need to get to me. Ruth.
Good morning, Ms. Brown.
Yes, ma'am.
The letter is truthful. You told the truth. But do you know, Ms. Brown, that is conspiracy against the truth. Nobody want to hear the truth. Now, you tell the truth all the time. You have a wonderful program. You bring everybody on. They know. But that letter, people don't want to hear the truth, Ms. Brown. It's a conspiracy.
All right.
They do not want to hear the truth, darling.
That's all right. We're going to keep telling it.
That's right. You keep right on doing what you're doing, and I love you, and I love all your programs.
Thank you so much, Ms. Ruth.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. 1-877-920-WGNU. Will.
Good morning, Liz.
Good morning.
You know, I just want to compliment you. You bring so many lively things to your show. And you always, I don't know where you get your sources of information, but it's always on time. Even when you told us about the census of Hispanic counts and what have you in America and how they lie by threefold and whatever. I mean, you just be right up on top. But I had to say that this morning. And then you caught me off guard yesterday. I'm the friendly truck driver. You caught me off guard yesterday when you asked me, where do Republicans go for sanctuary?
Mm-hmm.
I think they go to the bank. We go and count our food stamps, but they go to the bank. We may go to church, but we don't get the information like we get from your radio station, like we used to in a church where they tell us where to vote, what's going on in our community, how to better ourselves, how to find our relief. You know, they're not where they used to be when we were slaves and we were really trying to survive. Now it's even harder and more difficult to survive, and the church is not there for us. But at least we have your show to give us on-time, adequate information. And if they do more than just listen to the information, go out and do something about it.
There you go.
And sound like you're intelligent because you pass some information on to someone.
Thanks.
Because you got it from Liz. Do something about it.
Thanks for your call, Will. You take care. Be safe out there.
You have a blessed day.
All right.
Luck on my star, and you have a blessed one.
Thank you. Dolores.
Yes, I want to make this real quick. Seems that, yes, I know we don't give a rat's butt about Lindsay Lohan, but Lindsay Lohan is now played into our own community. It seems that when she was stopped and was questioned by the police, she had three young men in her van with her when she was stopped. She tried to say that there was one white young man, a Mexican, and a black guy in there with her. And she tried to tell the police, and all three of the young men screamed on it, was that it was a black young man that was driving that van. Of all these three people that were in there with her, she said it was a black guy that was driving it. I didn't do it.
I guess it was a black guy that put that cocaine in her pocket, too.
Right. It was, out of all three of them, she said, again, you know, it's just like the Susan Smith case. Black men stole my baby. Can you believe it?
That's right. Okay. Yeah, I can. I've been in America my whole life. I believe it.
I'm telling you. Okay.
Thanks for your call. Yusuf.
Yes, good morning, Liz. How you doing?
Quickly, please.
Well, you know, this morning, you know, you got so many things going on here. And, you know, maybe this guy that's writing for it. Does the St. Louis American has a comic strip section? Because maybe this guy ought to be, you know, comic strip writer or something. Because, you know, he ain't got it. He's dropping the ball all over the place. But getting back to the Urban League, you know, it should be a deafening silence when those Democratic candidates walk on stage today. We should not be turning, you know, the Urban League convention into another Democratic national convention, okay? Because I got a lot of issues with the Democratic candidates that are running for president right now.
Right on.
You know, and I don't think this should be a stage for them to, you know, get up there and tell
unless people want to talk about
Hillary Clinton.
Unless people are going to challenge
them. They got a big sign for downtown. Hey, we don't need that right there. You know, what we need, this is some serious stuff going on right now.
And I got to roll.
You can't get 60 votes.
Got to roll. We're going to take a break, folks. I'll be back. We're going to be talking about FEMA selling mobile homes that have poison in them. We'll be back with that. Stay with me.
The hard truth is that not everyone is sharing in this city.
The issues that matter most. It's AM 920 WGNU, Granite City, St. Louis.
Here's the latest from ABC News. I'm Karen Chase. Can Wall Street walk it off? The stock market is about to open a day after yesterday's stunning sell-off. ABC's Aaron Gutierski has a look back and a look ahead.
One portfolio manager called it full-blown carnage after 17% of stocks that trade on American exchanges hit their low point. But this trader, sweating from his morning bike ride to work, says he's not panicking just yet.
Just wake up and do the whole thing again. That's it. You know, it's any other day. You know, up, down, you know, could be a busy day.
Goes down, he's hoping, comes back up. And his advice? A diverse portfolio built for the long term. Aaron Katursky, ABC News, Wall Street.
Asian stock markets are already open and reporting significant losses, but European markets seem to be stabilizing. NASA is expected to face serious questions about whether space shuttle astronauts were flying high in more than just altitude. ABC's Mike Von Frem says there have been allegations two astronauts flew while intoxicated.
A group of consultants will go before the press today, but they will not reveal the names of the astronauts who flew while intoxicated. But they will demand something that most assumed was already mandatory and makes common sense, that from now on, astronauts will not be allowed to blast off with alcohol in their system.
NASA spokesman Bill Gerstenmaier says the space agency is also looking into the sabotage of a computer bound for the International Space Station.
There was some intentional damage done internal to a qual unit. We then inspected the unit and determined that some wires were cut on the inside of that unit. It's currently being investigated by the Inspector General's office.
Police in Germany took off in lukewarm pursuit of a senior citizen driving his scooter on the road, tying up traffic. He put the pedal to the metal and got up to 8 miles an hour before pulling into a park and giving the cops the slip. They eventually did find him, however, and escorted him to a safer place to scoot. This is ABC News.
Sears Book, Chapter 14, Huge Summer Savings. It all began when Tina Cassidy heard about the Sears Summer Sizzle Sale. With up to 75% off summer clothes for the family, she stocked up. Tees and tanks for the twins, shorts for her sons. Everyone. She even saved 20% off on all Craftsman powered lawn and garden equipment. This Friday and Saturday only, the Summer Sizzle Sale with up to 75% off summer clothes for the family. Brought to you by the Sears Book. Sears, where it begins.
Excludes Lands End. Other exclusions apply. See store for details. Sale ends 7/28/07.
Sea-Doo personal watercrafts are all about freedom. Freedom from rush hour traffic. Freedom from boring meetings. And now Sea-Doo adds freedom from payments. Purchase before August 5th and you'll enjoy no payments, no interest until next year. Plus, choose from up to $500 in gas money or a 3-year limited warranty. Hurry to your local dealer today. No payments, no interest, and free gas or warranty. That's what I call freedom. Sea-Doo. Leave everything else behind. Offer ends 8/5/07. Valid on 05 or newer models and in U.S. only. Subject to credit approval. Conditions and restrictions apply. See your dealer for details.
The plea was not guilty from Atlanta Falcons quarterback Michael Vick to felony charges of involvement in a dogfighting ring at his rural Virginia property. ABC Stephen Portnoy was at his Richmond arraignment.
With Michael Vick's mother standing by his side, attorney Billy Martin read a statement from his client.
It's caused pain to my family, and I apologize to my family. I also want to apologize to my Falcon teammates for not being with them at the beginning of spring training.
It's unclear whether Vick will be able to play this season, even if the NFL and the team say it's okay. The court says he can't stay anywhere overnight but his house without permission. Stephen Portnoy, ABC News at U.S. District Court in Richmond.
The great American pastime is, no, not baseball, skateboarding. A new study by American Sports Data finds 12 million kids skateboard, more than the number who play baseball. But researchers also find they're a tough sell. As they get older and more skilled, they don't necessarily want to buy better or cooler equipment and don't respond to marketing. I'm Karen Chase, ABC News.
Now, the local report from the WGNU Newsroom.
Good morning, St. Louis. This is Patrick Frenchmeyer with your WGNU news update for the 8 o'clock hour. In the news this Friday, charges have been dropped against a St. Louis teen involved in a go-kart death. In May, 18-year-old Tamaris Higgins was riding a mini-bike and pulling his 15-year-old cousin, Demarion Patterson, on a go-kart when they crashed into a school bus. Demarion was killed in the accident, and Higgins turned himself in to police earlier this week. Prosecutors dropped charges of involuntary manslaughter against Higgins after a grand jury refused to indict him. Higgins returned home last night. A former school employee is going to prison for child pornography. 44-year-old Thomas Mantle of Barnhart had worked for the Melville School District as a network specialist. Federal prosecutors say he sent graphic images from his computer at the school where he worked. Mantle pleaded guilty in March to child pornography charges. He was sentenced Wednesday to 135 months in jail. Finally this hour, residents of a Kirkwood neighborhood are getting pizza deliveries again. 2 years after a violent attack on a delivery driver, the Kirkwood Emos has decided to resume service to the Meacham Park neighborhood. Police Sergeant Bill McEntee was murdered in Meacham Park in the summer of 2005. Then four pizza delivery people were robbed or assaulted over the following weeks. Emos will now deliver to the neighborhood during daylight hours, though drivers can still use their discretion if they feel unsafe. That's your look at local news for the 8 o'clock hour. I'm Patrick Brandmeier, bringing you the news that matters most to you.
Good morning, St. Louis. 6 minutes after the hour of 8 o'clock at AM 920 WGNU. I'm Howard Morton. Let's take a look at this hour's traffic and your weather. Westbound 70 from T.R. Hughes to K. Look for a vehicle on fire. It's west of 79, heavy volume as a result. Westbound 40 between 14th and Union, look for the right lane closed due to road construction. It's causing all sorts of delays as you come across the bridge. Lindbergh southbound between Old Olive and Ladue, look for reduced to one lane in either direction due to a water main break. Eastbound 44 from Soccer Park through 270, heavy volume going on there. Northbound 270 from 44 through Doherty Ferry, look for delays as well. Westbound 270 from Old Halls Ferry into Graham Hanley, look for traffic to be building this hour. Westbound 5570 from Tudor Avenue into the Poplar Street Bridge, look for delays, especially in the left lanes. Westbound 64 from Powell Avenue into the 5570 split, look for slowdowns. Eastbound 70 from T.R. Hughes through 79. Look for it to be running smoothly this hour. And that is a look at your traffic. This hour's now let's take a look at your forecast for today, tomorrow, and for Sunday. For today, look forward to partly sunny skies becoming mostly cloudy by this afternoon. A 50% chance of showers this afternoon with a high in the lower 90s this evening. Mostly cloudy until early morning, then becoming partly cloudy. Chance of showers, low around 70. Saturday, partly sunny with a high in the upper 80s. Saturday evening, partly cloudy, low around the upper 60s. And Sunday, mostly sunny skies, a high in the upper 80s. Should be gorgeous Sunday. Currently at the studios of AM 920 WGNU, we have 77 degrees and haze. Lambert Field is reporting the same. Stay tuned for more of Liz Brown and the award-winning wake-up call. It's up next. We'll take another look at your traffic and weather in the bottom of the 8 o'clock hour. I'm Howard Morton for AM 920 WGNU, your station for the issues that matter most to you.
I think I'm hearing revolution in the air.
Going to give it to you. You were born with power.
Some very sad news for all of you, the people who love peace all over the world. Martin Luther King was shot and was killed tonight in Memphis.
Say that progress is being made. If you stick a knife in my back 9 inches and pull it out 6 inches, there's no progress. You pull it all the way out, that's not progress. The progress is healing the wound that's below me.
I think I'm hearing revolution in the air. Feel the brothers talking.
But the hard truth is that not everyone is sharing in this city's splendor and glory. There are more poor than ever, more families in trouble, more and more people who need help but can't find it. A struggle against the common enemies of man, tyranny, poverty, disease, and war itself.
We believe that all men are created equal, yet many are denied equal
seats. So we say to all in this nation who dare listen to us, black, white, Jew, Gentile, Asian, Latino, that we are brothers and sisters in a long and difficult struggle.
Welcome back to the wake-up call. My name is Liz Brown. We have much business to tend to. Huh. It's like, you know, you live long enough, you see everything. And I guess if you live through this administration, you see everything. You know, we need to alter that to from you live long enough. The statement should be, if you live through this administration, you're going to see everything. You've heard the saga of trailers and the fact that our good government spent millions of dollars, wasted millions of dollars on the FEMA trailers in response to Hurricane Katrina. And as bad as that is, as bad as that is, It's worse than what you know. And we're going to talk about that. To facilitate that conversation, I have joining me from Ocean Springs, Mississippi, that's in my SSIPPI, formaldehyde specialist, Becky Gillette. Becky, good morning.
Good morning. Thanks for having us.
It's my pleasure to have you. And we haven't been able to get the Lindsays on the phone yet. We're going to be working on that. We're going to take a break in a minute. Maybe we can get a better number for them. But can you kind of just break it down for us right now? There has been a huge, massive public outcry against FEMA and FEMA's decision with these trailers. Talk to us about why people are so outraged.
Well, I live down on the Mississippi Gulf Coast where there's still literally tens of thousands of people that are living in these FEMA trailers.
Tens of thousands.
Yeah, it's hard for people to realize how deep and wide the devastation was here. And the fact that a lot of especially affordable and moderate income priced housing has not been rebuilt. And so we have literally tens of thousands of people that are still living in these small cramped FEMA trailers. And unfortunately, from the very early days, we started getting reports that people were having serious problems with the formaldehyde levels that were in the trailers. And people walk into these campers, even now after 20 months, some of these campers, you walk into them and you immediately start experiencing burning eyes, irritated throat, coughing, chest congestion. And as time goes on, these problems have gotten worse and worse. And people who can very ill afford to pay health care are going to the doctor again and again. This is a particularly bad problem with children, pregnant women, and the elderly. And we have several deaths here that we suspect are linked to the formaldehyde outgassing. And in trailers that the Sierra Club tested and did test indeed over the limit. And the most recent one was just last Friday. A baby died that was only a week old. And its mother moved out of the FEMA trailer when she was 4 months pregnant after we tested it, and it came in at two times over the limit for formaldehyde.
Where does formaldehyde come from?
Formaldehyde is used in a lot of building materials, primarily pressed wood products like particle board, and there's quite a lot of particle board in these campers underneath the bed, in the cabinets, and underneath the flooring. And there are alternatives to formaldehyde-based glues now that should be used, but there hasn't been a changeover. And we think this is, again, one of these made-in-China problems, like the pet food poisonings and the toothpaste with antifreeze in it. We suspect that these cheap wood products imported from China were used that have higher formaldehyde levels actually than are being allowed to be produced in U.S. factories.
And, Becky, we have to take a break. I'm talking to Becky Gillette, formaldehyde specialist with the Sierra Club. She's joining us from Ocean Springs, Mississippi. We're talking about FEMA wanting to sell trailers that are toxic with formaldehyde. My name is Liz Brown. Stay with us.
Person Roofing, I'd like to introduce to you one of my customers, Joe Scoggins. Mr. Scoggins, how long ago did we work on your property?
It was approximately 8 to 9 years ago, Mr. Persons.
Okay, have you had any problems with your roof since that time?
Well, actually, about 3 weeks ago, I called you, and there was some water damage that was caused as a result of the storm last fall.
Okay.
And you were out the following day to do the repair work. And it was done in such a professional way that I would recommend you to any and everyone.
So how much did we charge you?
It was free, and it was done within a matter of 3 hours.
All right.
So I called you one day, and you were out the very next day, you and your son and his assistant, and you went up on the roof, and you accomplished the task within a matter of 3 hours.
This is Phil Person of Person Roofing. Our service starts when we complete your roof. Our number is 361-7127. You can call us day or night. 361-7127.
Single female, in search of companionship, male or female, must be willing to give and receive unconditional love. Must be affectionate, playful, cuddly, willing to be by my side through good times and bad. Not run away when they see what I look like in the morning. Must be willing to cheer me up after a rough day. Likes to go for long walks or runs. Want to sit by my side while I watch a movie that makes me cry. A companion that will be there when I get home and be excited to see me when I walk in the door. A companion that won't judge me or take me for granted. I know you're out there. I just wish dogs could read.
To find the companion of your dreams, go to www.strayrescue.org to find out about weekly adoption events,
volunteer opportunities like foster parenting, dog walking, fundraising, and more. Stray Rescue of St. Louis is a non-for-profit organization operating two no-kill shelters in the St. Louis area. For more information, call 314-771-6121 or go to www.strayrescue.org.
People, have you heard about Golden Grocer Natural Market? It's locally owned and operated for over 30 years and serving and meeting your health needs by ensuring the best quality and selection in vitamins, supplements, and organic groceries. Golden Grocer Natural Market has the largest loose herb selection around. You can also get your grains and natural beauty items as well. Their staff is friendly, knowledgeable, and committed to helping you on your journey to improved and enhanced health. Golden Grocer believes that the healthiest goal is achieving balance in every area of your life. So, live your life like it's golden, and let Golden Grocer help you along the way. Golden Grocer, Natural Market, 335 North Euclid, right there in the Central West End. Open 10 a.m. to 7 p.m., Monday through Saturday, and Sunday 12 to 5. Golden Grocer, 367-0405. That's 367-0405.
Hi, this is James Wake. I'm inviting you to get aboard the Glory Bound train. Every Saturday night, right here over radio station WGNU, traveling down track AM 920. Join us. You'll be glad you did.
The Glory Bound train broadcast with James Wafer is heard every Saturday night at 7:30 right here on WGNU.
The people, the issues affecting your life. Right here, right now, on the award-winning Wake Up Call.
I got something I want to talk about. Y'all listen here. The time has come to air my feelings. Yeah. There's just so much confusion going down. I'm not the kind to be complaining. But sometimes you got to stand out from the crowd. Everyone got their own opinion.
Welcome back, welcome back, welcome back to the Wake Up Call. My name is Liz Brown, and I'm having a discussion this morning with Becky Gillette, formaldehyde specialist with the Sierra Club, joining us from Ocean Springs, Mississippi. And we're talking about some FEMA trailers. And Becky, you were talking on the way out that you suspect that these trailers are part of the trade deals that we make with China, that products come in with lower standards than what we have here in this country, and that the formaldehyde is part of the particle board practices that are, that China uses. Do we know that these are trailers that came from China, or were they made here?
No, the trailers were manufactured in the U.S., and but we suspect that the particle board comes from China because there are standards in the U.S. that factories have to meet that would require lower levels of formaldehyde in the building materials. And these levels that are being seen in some of these FEMA trailers, even 20 months later, are extremely high. They're, you just can't imagine what it's like for people to have to live in this toxic environment.
Well, let me get to Lindsay Huckabee, who's the mother of five and is in Klein, I believe, Mississippi, to talk to
Kill.
Us. Mississippi. Lindsay, good morning.
Good morning.
You heard Becky say that you can't imagine what it is like to live in one of these trailers. You do live in one of these trailers?
Yes, ma'am, I do.
Talk to us about this. You have five children.
Yes, ma'am. We're actually in our second FEMA trailer now. The first one, after 14 months of arguing with FEMA, we finally got replaced because of the formaldehyde making our children sick, and then they replaced it with one that's also high in formaldehyde.
And how do you know what the formaldehyde levels are?
The Sierra Club provided us with a test for each of our trailers. FEMA does not want to test these trailers.
You have asked FEMA to test the trailers?
We did ask for the first one to be tested because something was making our families sick. They told us that there was nothing wrong with our trailer. We needed to open up the windows and everything. And they said that FEMA did not do formaldehyde testing.
So your family was sick. Describe for us what kind of illness that your family's suffered from.
Everything from what seems like a common cold with a sinus infection, upper and lower respiratory infections, pneumonia, nosebleeds, migraine headaches, just the same stuff over and over again, which, you know, if you take them apart and look at them separately, they just look like common symptoms that, you know, families have off and on. But when you take into consideration that every member of the family almost nonstop, we knew that there was something more going on than just, you know, colds coming and going.
What are the ages of your children?
My youngest just made 18 months, and our oldest is 12 years old.
And Becky, as a formaldehyde specialist, given the range of young children that Lindsay has, what are some of the dangers that her family is facing with this kind of exposure to formaldehyde?
Well, for one thing, children are particularly vulnerable because of their small body size and they breathe faster. And particularly vulnerable are when they're in the womb. And one thing that we have been seeing is that women who live in these FEMA trailers where they're pregnant are having premature labor, the babies are being born early, and then sometimes they're dying because they can't breathe. The thing that is a common cord with a lot of these families, too, is nosebleeds. They never had nosebleeds before. Now in the family, like Lindsay's family, two or three nosebleeds a week. Our experts tell us that when formaldehyde is bad enough to cause your nose to bleed, it's really serious and it raises concerns because, you know, it so irritates all those membranes, then it leaves you more vulnerable to any kind of virus that's going around. And it also raises, unfortunately, the long-term cancer risk.
So who are the responsible parties here, Becky? Are we talking about, is it simply FEMA, or how about the companies that built these trailers?
Well, you were talking earlier in the story about this administration, and the problem is that this administration has handed over the government to big business, and big business runs the government. These were no-bid contracts that we paid far, far too much for these campers. And I've spoken with a man recently who offered to sell FEMA formaldehyde-free trailers back right after the hurricane. FEMA wasn't interested. They were more interested in helping out their Republican buddies that had the trailer manufacturing companies. And so the ultimate responsibility, in my opinion, lies with the trailer manufacturers. But also, you know, we have a right to expect more from our government than to purchase faulty housing that makes people sick and then refuse to do anything about it. There were congressional hearings last week on this issue, and Congress was just stunned at FEMA's insensitivity, and they're covering up these problems and refusing to test or do anything, even after the one test that they did do showed that some of the levels of formaldehyde were 75 times higher in a trailer housing a woman, pregnant woman with a four-month-old baby, and then they had a death. That from a man who was complaining he couldn't breathe because of formaldehyde, and they covered that up.
Lindsay, as you're listening to these words like death and illness and women miscarrying, what goes through your mind because you're still living in one of these trailers?
Well, first, I'm extremely grateful that, you know, my son, I did have preterm labor, but I didn't get in the trailer until I was 7 months pregnant. So I'm extremely grateful that all my children obviously are living. And I think that I represent, you know, the medium of the problems. I think that there, you know, are people in much more severe cases than I am. So I'm grateful that, you know, I'm not in that severe area. But it also makes me angry because this is absolutely unnecessary exposure to something that's dangerous. There's no reason that people should be exposed to these levels, especially a year after FEMA knew the levels were there.
And this just sounds like something out of a horrible, wicked comedy routine. Is it true, Becky, that FEMA wants to sell these trailers knowing what the formaldehyde levels are?
Right. FEMA has had these trailers for sale, and in fact, I'm now getting calls and emails from people around the country who have purchased these campers and who are getting sick. And they're having the same problems now that the people who the emergency housing victims have had on the coast. And even Congress told FEMA Director Paulson at the hearing last week, they questioned why they were continuing to sell these trailers, because it's just adding to the liability that the government has.
Well, if you were a business person and you had a product that you knew made people critically ill and could kill people, and you continued to sell it in the face of that knowledge, you wouldn't be allowed to do that.
No, you wouldn't. And, you know, the thing is that I can't think of probably any other federal agency that has lower public regard right now than FEMA. And doing this kind of thing just makes it worse. And the fact is that they said that they're going to warn people about the problem. Well, finally last weekend...
Well, hold that thought, Becky, because we have to take a break.
All right.
I'm talking to Becky Gillette, formaldehyde specialist with the Sierra Club, joining us from Ocean Springs, Mississippi, and Lindsay Huckabee, mother of five, also joining us from Mississippi. My name is Liz Brown. We're talking about FEMA's decision to sell toxic trailers. Only in America, only in this administration? My name is Liz Brown. Stay with us.
Good morning, St. Louis. 29 minutes after the hour of 8 o'clock at AM 920 WGNU. I'm Howard Morton. Let's take a quick look at your traffic and your weather for this 8 o'clock hour. Stop-and-go traffic from Gravoy between Gravoy and 270 due to an earlier accident. The center lanes block us near Sappington Barracks Road. Look for delays as a result. Westbound 40 between Hanley and McKnight. Road construction has left lane closed. Look for some slowdowns as a result there. Westbound 40 from 14th Street through Union Station. Look for road construction having the right lane closed. This is coming off the bridge, so expect some delays and slowdown if you're trying to get into St. Louis from the east side. Southbound Lindbergh between Old Olive Road and Ladue. Look for water main work having both lanes closed in either direction, resulting in one lane on Lindbergh at Conway Road. Northbound 270 from 44 through Doherty Ferry. Look for traffic to be running smoothly now. Westbound 270 from Old Halls Ferry into Graham Hanley. Look for no problems to report. Westbound 5570 from Tudor Avenue into the Poplar Street Bridge. Look for no delays at this hour. Westbound 64 is rolling steady from Bow Avenue into the 5570 split. And eastbound 70 from T.R. Hughes through 79. Look for no delays. That is a look at your traffic. Now let's take a look at your forecast for today, tomorrow, and for Sunday. For today, look forward to partly sunny skies, becoming mostly cloudy this afternoon. Chance for afternoon showers, highs in the lower 90s. This evening, mostly cloudy till early morning, becoming partly cloudy with a chance of showers, the low around 70. Saturday, partly sunny with a high in the upper 80s. Saturday evening, partly cloudy with a low in the upper 60s. Then on Sunday, mostly sunny skies and a high in the upper 80s. Currently at the studios of AM 920 WGNU, we have 78 degrees and haze. Lambert Field is reporting the same. Stay tuned for more of Liz Brown and the award-winning Wake Up Call. It's up next. We'll take another look at your news, traffic, and weather in the 9 o'clock hour. I'm Howard Morton for AM 920 WGNU, your station for the issues that matter most to you.
You don't have to travel all the way to the mall to visit your Sears. Why don't you visit the only black-owned and operated Sears located at 3425 Union. That's 3425 Union. Sears, where else? Where else are you going to get 40% off? You heard me, 40% off of everything in the store, washers, dryers, refrigerators, stoves, freezers, tray. Look, you have your lawnmowers, you have your tools, you have your treadmills. You have it all at Sears at Union and Natural Bridge. Get on down, get your shop on it. It's a weekend. It's time to shop. What better place, what better deals? The Sears at Union and Natural Bridge. My name is Liz Brown. When you go there and get your 40% shop on, you tell them I told you to.
Connect Care, still connected to the community. Sometimes it seems like things are changing so fast that it's hard to keep up and hard to keep track. At Connect Care, we want you to know that, yes, there have been some changes, and yes, we are still connected to the community. At Connect Care, we still have a retail pharmacy open 8 to 5 Monday through Friday. At Connect Care, we still provide transportation to patients that qualify. At Connect Care, we still provide access to in-house laboratory services. At Connect Care, we still provide some of the region's best board-certified doctors. At Connect Care, we still provide urgent care. And at Connect Care, we still see patients on a sliding fee scale. Yes, changes have been made at Connect Care, but we're still connected to you. Connect Care, still connected to the community.
The St. Louis Art Museum presents Art After Five with a performance by St. Louis Asua Taiko on Friday evening. This Taiko drumming performance on the South Museum grounds celebrates the exhibition Untamed Beauty, Tigers in Japanese Art. Puck's Restaurant will offer drinks and light refreshments during the performance. Admission is free. For more information, call 314-721-0072 or visit slam.org. News to you from WGNU.
This is Dr. Laura Schlesinger. Join me weekday afternoons from 2 to 4 on AM 920 WGNU. And I look forward to hearing from you. If you have problems with a personal work or family relationship, call me at 1-800-DR-LAURA. That's 1-800-DR-LAURA for the issues that matter most. It's AM 920 WGNU. And for the personal issues that matter most, join me, Dr. Laura, now from 2 to 4 every weekday afternoon. Then, go do the right thing.
Big Brother is watching, and we're watching Big Brother on the award-winning Makeup Call with Liz Brown.
Welcome back to the Wake Up Call. My name is Liz Brown. You need to get up. You need to get to me. We have much business to tend to. We're talking about FEMA, and we're talking about toxic trailers. My guest this hour to facilitate this conversation, I have Becky Gillette, formaldehyde specialist with the Sierra Club, joining us from Mississippi, and Lindsay Huckabee, a mother of five, who lives in one of these FEMA trailers that has this formaldehyde issue with it. And Becky, we left you in the middle of a thought with respect to FEMA and what Congress is doing.
Well, just the fact is that FEMA needs to cut its losses. Even Congress told them and said, you have to cut your losses here. And the amount of money that the government is getting back by selling these trailers cannot compensate for what it could cost for people that have health problems.
But, Becky, to me a larger issue is that let's say they made $5 million on it. Since when is it ever a choice of a government to say that because I can make money off this, it doesn't matter that somebody could die from this? It shouldn't matter what kind of money that they make from the sale of these trailers. A government cannot be in the business of selling a product that kills.
That's a very good point. And one of the points that we're making is that there are more people at risk than just a handful. You know, this is a large number of people. And, Liz, one thing I'd like your listeners to know is this apparently is not just an issue with the government-purchased FEMA trailers. The government purchased these trailers from a large number of different manufacturers, and we've actually tested about 16 different brands of RVs. And every brand had at least one test that was high. And since, our name has been out there associated with this issue, we've started getting calls and emails from people who spent lots of money to purchase an RV and are having the same problems. And we've tested some of these RVs that people purchased with their own money, and are unable to stay in because of the formaldehyde, and some of them are testing four times over the limit for what workers are supposed to be exposed to for only 15 minutes.
And Lindsay, could you give us a sense, because Becky talked about the tens of thousands of people that are still living in trailers as a result of the devastation from how many years ago?
Nearly 2 years ago.
Lindsay, talk to us about how many people are out there that are living in these trailers in your community, and what is that like?
There are still so many people in FEMA trailers, and, you know, for people who aren't down here, you know, I've been asked by, you know, different people, why are people still in them? It's been 2 years. We are not getting affordable housing built fast enough down here to move people out of these trailers. I mean, it's not just the, you know, the poverty people, the people who don't have jobs. My husband's been back at work for over a year now. He has a very good job. But there's not housing readily available for people. So, I mean, everywhere you look, I mean, you literally can almost not go down any given street, you know, on the coast area without seeing at least one FEMA trailer in a yard.
And so what does that do to you mentally in a home where we're in a FEMA trailer? Where you know every morning that you wake up, you know that there is formaldehyde in the air that your five babies are breathing. What does that do to you mentally and emotionally?
It's extremely discouraging. I mean, to know that, you know, you're essentially trapped. I mean, you get up and look through the paper every once in a while thinking, you know, maybe there will be some rental property in here that we could try and afford. And, you know, there never is. And every time you look, it's just more discouraging. I don't know. I mean, you just try to make the best situation that you have at the time because you know it's going to be a little while before you can get out of it.
Can I ask you this, Lindsay? What was your view of our government before this catastrophe that struck the Gulf Coast? And what's your view of our government now?
I mean, in any government, anytime you have that many people, you know, trying to run something, you're going to have issues, but you know, I honestly, and I said, you know, at the hearing and ended up feeling kind of naive afterwards after all the evidence, but I've always thought that, you know, our government did the best it could with what they had to work with at the time. Now, you know, after testifying to that and then turning around and seeing documents from a year ago where they saw that these trailers had high levels of formaldehyde and did nothing about it, knowing that a year ago I was calling saying, look, something's making my family sick. You know, there's a smell in here. My doctor said it could be some chemical. And they say, oh, no, you know, there's nothing wrong with your trailer. I'm extremely angry. And, I mean, I don't think it's fair for it to come down on one person, but this is just a major, you know, crumbling of the system as far as I'm concerned, because how can you know something's making people sick, be getting phone calls, and they know what it is, but instead they, you know, say, oh, nothing's wrong, or
they lie to you.
We've only had a few reports, so, you know, that can't be what it is. Yes, they straight up lied, and that's extremely discouraging from a citizen standpoint.
And in terms of the possibility of you being able to move into a home, what's the timeline on that?
Well, my husband and I are in the process of trying to purchase some property. It got held up with some legal stuff because the property was inherited. Once that clears up, hopefully it won't be too much longer. Really, with people staying in these FEMA trailers rent-free, it sounds like a wonderful opportunity to be, you know, saving money, putting money towards getting something. But, you know, between the medical bills and the prescriptions and stuff, we're essentially paying a mortgage every month between the doctor's offices and prescriptions and pharmacies and everything.
How often do you and your children have to go to the doctor?
We have literally either been to the doctor or called the doctor mostly every week, but not longer than 2 weeks without at least calling and saying, okay, we've got these symptoms again. Do I need to come in, or is there something you can call in, or what do we do?
Becky, where can people call to find out more information about this story? or contact?
Well, I can recommend the website, www.toxictrailers.com. That's a blog site that has a lot of stories on there from people who have RVs and people who live in the FEMA trailers. It also has a link to a lot of the articles.
Are you hopeful, Becky, that Congress is actually going to do something about this? Have you gotten that sense from them now that we've had this hearing?
I do believe that Congress is going to do something about this, but, you know, it takes a long time for legislation to be passed. And, you know, these people that are still in the toxic trailers, they need help now.
And the help tell us what Congress needs to do now to help the Lindsey Huckabees out here.
I don't think Congress can help Lindsey. The only thing Congress can do is pass regulating formaldehyde and indoor air.
Mm.
That would help not just the people in the FEMA trailers, but you know, there was an African-American congresswoman who testified at the hearing last week that she was poisoned by formaldehyde when they renovated her government office.
Mm.
And so it's also an issue with regular homes, offices, and other buildings. We need to get formaldehyde out of building materials. It's good for preserving frogs, but not for putting in people's living environments. So Congress needs to pass regulations on formaldehyde. They need to ban imports that can have higher formaldehyde levels than what is produced in the U.S. And by the way, China doesn't allow those materials to be used for building homes for its people. So why is it okay for them to be sent over here and used to build houses for Americans?
Now, why is it okay for our good government to look our citizens in the face and listen to them and lie to them? Why is that good?
It's not. the only agency really that can help people like Lindsey now is FEMA.
Mm.
And they got a very severe tongue lashing and were chewed out thoroughly by Congress. We hope that they are taking steps now to address the problem.
I guess, Brownie, you're doing a great job. It really has special meaning for you, doesn't it, Lindsey? I want to thank you both, Lindsey Huckabee and Becky Gillette, formaldehyde specialist with the Sierra Club. Thank you both so much for joining me and giving us this great information.
Thank you for letting people in St. Louis know what's going on.
All right. Thank you so much. Listen, folks, this is Liz Brown. This is the Wake Up Call. I will be back in just a moment. Stay with me. The living is easy, right? Not if you don't get your family reunion t-shirts done on time. Here's a tip. Call Robert Guy and Associates, 421-3200. They specialize in family reunion t-shirts and softball team t-shirts. In fact, Robert Guy and Associates will put together fabulous t-shirts for all occasions. Here's the address. 2006 Salisbury. The number is 421-3200. Robert Guy and Associates, your t-shirt specialist. And check this out. If you mention you heard this on the Liz Brown Show, you'll get 10% off. It doesn't get any better. 421-3200. Robert Guy and Associates.
This is Phil Person of Person Roofing. I'd like to introduce to you one of my customers, Joe Scoggins. Mr. Scoggins, how long ago did we work on your property?
It was approximately 8 to 9 years ago, Mr. Persons.
Okay. Have you had any problems with your roof since that time?
Well, actually, about 3 weeks ago, I called you, and there was some water damage that was caused as a result of the storm last fall.
Okay.
And you were out the following day to do the repair work. And it was done in such a professional way that I would recommend you to any and everyone.
So how much did we charge you?
It was free, and it was done within a matter of 3 hours.
All right.
So I called you one day, and you were out the very next day, you and your son and his assistant, and you went up on the roof, and you accomplished the task within a matter of 3 hours.
This is Phil Person of Person Roofing. Our service starts when we complete your roof. Our number is 361-7127. You can call us day or night. 361-7127.
Hello, this is Regina Ruiz. I would like to invite you to tune in to my broadcast on Sunday afternoons here on WGNU. The program is called Talk to Me. I will be delivering a message to build your faith and improve your life, and will be taking your calls live. Listen every Sunday afternoon at 1:30 and talk to me, Regina Ruiz, right here on AM 920 WGNU.
Time Life presents the complete 10 CD Classic Soul Ballads Collection. 144 sensual ballads. Luther Vandross, Al Green, Barry White, Aretha Franklin.
Just to be close to you.
And now, for the first time ever, you can check out the entire 10 CD collection for 30 days for just $9.95. But wait. When you order with your credit card, you'll get free shipping and handling. That's a savings of nearly $13. So order with your credit card, and for just $9.95, you can enjoy all 10 CDs of classic soul ballads in your home. And we'll ship it to you free. If it's not the best collection you've ever heard, send it back and owe nothing more.
Call 1-800-313-6969. That's 1-800-313-6969. 1-800-313-6969.
What you need to know, when you need to know it. The award-winning wake-up call with Liz Brown.
My name is Liz Brown. We have much business to tend to. 1-877-920-WGNU. That's 1-877-920-WGNU. Good golly, Miss Molly. We have a lot of stuff to talk about. Don't forget, in the next hour, we have joining me in the studio, Dr. Rosa Kincaid. And since it's the last Friday of the month, you know what that means. That means Wellness 101, and we're going to be preparing food. Yes, we are. We have some wonderful, wonderful food that we're going to be sharing with you and talking you through and talking about and help getting you well, because that's the job of Wellness 101. My name is Liz Brown. You need to get up. You need to get to me. We have much business to tend to, much business to tend to. I guess it's time. It's been time. Let's just say it this way. It's been time. Barack Obama and Hillary Clinton are doing a little throwdown here. And this is the issue that challenges me. It challenges me as a woman and as a person of African descent. I live a lot of experiences. I truly do. I live a lot of experiences as a woman of African descent. And when you're in a field, and most fields are, dominated by men, there's always a pressure on a woman, whether she chooses to acknowledge it or not, or she chooses to live in this world like all you got to do is pull yourself up by your bootstraps and fight and it's going to be okay. No, that's not true. You know, some of us have managed to become glitches in the matrix. You know, some of us make it through, but that's not because the system works or that we tried harder than anybody else. We're a glitch in the matrix, but that's okay. That's okay. You still work and you still try, but understand what has been formed as an obstacle to you well before anybody, any of you were thought of. So I say that to say I understand Hillary Clinton in the white male world of wanting to be the president of the United States, and the white male world of unearned privilege. She has calculated the 1+1 equals success formula. And in her view, the 1+1 of success in the political world, if your goal is to be president of the United States, is you got to outman the men. You got to be tougher than a man. You got to be so pro death penalty that you have fangs with blood dripping from them. I'll pull the switch. Let me electrocute them. There are some women that believe that you have to out-tough the men, and the subjects and the topics of out-toughing the men is you don't walk softly and carry a big stick. You get on a bulldozer and run folks over. Because you got to prove that you are a man in a man's world, that you are not soft because you are a woman. I understand the calculation of that. I just think that your math is wrong. And as evidence of Hillary Clinton's calculation of how to become a woman in a man's world, at the YouTube debate, Hillary Clinton said, why we need to talk to Iran? Why we need to talk to Cuba? They got to do stuff before we talk to them. That would be the George Bush testosterone-driven D-student approach. And I must say, upon reflection, looking at how it worked out for us, it's worked out pretty well for America, that policy of, I don't need to talk to yo stuff. I run this. It's worked out pretty good for us, hasn't it? We are highly favored in the international world, aren't we? Well, this issue has caused the first little duke out here between Barack and Hillary. Hillary Clinton, and I want you to feel the calculation of this. It wasn't 24 hours. It wasn't 10 hours. It wasn't 5 hours after Hillary Clinton made the statement about, I ain't talking to anybody. I'm not talking to Iran. I'm not talking to Cuba. Before it, that little quote of hers appeared on her website, on her foreign policy tip. So understand, there was a calculation in that statement. Because Barack Obama's response was different. Hillary Clinton, about Barack Obama accused Hillary Clinton on Thursday of backing a foreign policy towards hostile nations no different than George W. Bush's escalation, And Hillary Clinton said, you're an irresponsible and naive. Hello. Let's rock and roll. Irresponsible and naive. Because Barack Obama said he would be willing to meet without preconditions with the leaders of Iran, Syria, North Korea, Cuba, and Venezuela. Hillary said, you know, you kiss my golden grits. No. No, ain't going to do it. Huh. Huh. And let the throwdown begin. Let the throwdown begin. Oh, did I mention that it plays well in Miami to say you're not going to talk to Castro? That plays well. Huh. My name is Liz Brown. It plays well in Miami that you ain't going to talk to Hugo Chavez, too. I hate that. I really do. I hate that. How are you not going to talk to people and you are the elected leader of an entire nation? How are you going to say, I'm not going to talk to you without preconditions? You got to do this. When these are Hugo Chavez is a democratically elected leader of his country. You're going to talk to the dictator in Pakistan without any preconditions? but you're not going to talk to democratically elected leaders in other countries. You know what? No. James, good morning.
I think Cuba gets a bad rap also, because if you look at the history of Cuba and Fidel's entry into Cuba, he did a lot of positive things for Cuba. Number one, kicking out American corporations.
What has Cuba done to the United States?
Cuba has never done anything to the United States.
I'm just asking.
For years, the CIA been trying to assassinate Fidel Castro.
I'm just asking.
And we're out for terrorists? Give me a break.
Thanks for your call.
All right.
Bob?
Yes, good morning, Liz.
Good morning, how are you?
Oh, fine. Missed you while you're gone.
Oh, it's lovely to be missed.
And it is. I have wondered, as we all have, what is wrong and why no one in Washington knows what's going on. And I think it hit me the other day, and I haven't heard the outcry from the American people. If everyone is walking around that we're paying with BlackBerries from the Republican National Committee, and from the Democrat National Committee, if all of these 16 aides that each one of them have, each senator and representative have all these aides, that's why we don't know what's going on in Iraq, and that's why we don't know what's going on in Katrina, and that's why we don't know our health care and our food and everything else. Nobody in Washington is doing their job. They're all campaigning for the next election with these BlackBerry.
All right, now.
And I didn't hear any outcry, and I wondered why, and it's because both of them are doing it.
There you go.
Thank you, Liz.
Thank you, Bob. Have a great weekend. We'll be back with Wellness 101 food preparation because it's the last Friday of the month. I'll be back with Dr. Rosa Kincaid. My name is Liz Brown. Stay with us.
Tyranny, poverty, disease, and war itself.
We believe that all men are created equal. Yet many are denied equal
treatment. And so we say to all in this nation who dare listen to us, black, white, Jew, Gentile, Asian, Latino, that we are brothers and sisters in a long and difficult struggle.
Issues that matter most. It's AM 920 WGNU, Granite City, St. Louis.
Here's the latest from ABC News. I'm Karen Chase. Wall Street's worries may be easing up somewhat, possibly buoyed by today's positive report on the gross domestic product. Stocks seem to be recovering a bit from yesterday's 311-point dive. The GDP was up 3.4% in the second quarter, which is slightly better than expected, and some analysts say a sign inflation is still in check. At this hour, the Dow is off about 11. The Nasdaq is down 3 points. NASA is holding a news conference today and could face questions on two fronts. ABC's Mike Von Frem tells us a published report indicates astronauts on at least two occasions were flying drunk.
The consultants today will not reveal the names of astronauts who flew shuttle missions while intoxicated, but the panel will demand something that most assumed was already mandatory in common sense, that from now on astronauts will not be allowed to blast off from the launch pad with alcohol in their system.
NASA officials will also likely discuss the sabotage of a computer bound for the International Space Station. What did they talk about? There's been dueling testimony between President Bush's top cabinet officials about what the topic of discussion was when former Attorney General John Ashcroft was visited in his hospital room. FBI Director Robert Mueller says it was the controversial warrantless wiretapping program, but Attorney General Alberto Gonzalez denied that in testimony on Capitol Hill, and ABC's Vic Ratner tells us that's not sitting well with some members.
Pressing the White House on two fronts. The Senate Judiciary Committee is issuing a subpoena for political counselor Karl Rove and aide Scott Jennings to come testify, even though the White House has rejected previous subpoenas. And Senate Democrats now want a special prosecutor appointed from outside the Justice Department to investigate whether the Attorney General lied to Congress.
That 11-year-old Wisconsin kid who was robbed at his lemonade stand is making more lemonade with this latest lemon life has handed him. Austin Cundy, who had been raising money for his mom's birthday present, has been inundated by outpourings of sympathy, support, and money. This is ABC News.
Sears Book, Chapter 14, Huge Summer Savings. It all began when Tina Cassidy heard about the Sears Summer Sizzle Sale. With up to 75% off summer clothes for the family, she stocked up. Tees and tanks for the twins, shorts for her sons, swimwear for everyone. She even saved 20% off on all Craftsman powered lawn and garden equipment. This Friday and Saturday only, the Summer Sizzle Sale with up to 75% off summer clothes for the family. Brought to you by the Sears Book, Sears, where it begins.
Exclude Land's End. Other exclusions apply. See store for details. Sale ends 7/28/07.
Sea-Doo personal watercrafts are all about freedom. Freedom from rush hour traffic. Freedom from boring meetings. And now Sea-Doo adds freedom from payments. Purchase before August 5th and you'll enjoy no payments, no interest until next year. Plus, choose from up to $500 in gas money or a 3-year limited warranty. Hurry to your local dealer today. No payments, no interest, and free gas or warranty. That's what I call freedom. Sea-Doo. Leave everything else behind. Offer ends 8/5/07. Valid on 05 or newer models and in U.S. only. Subject to credit approval. Conditions and restrictions apply. See your dealer for details.
Like a scene out of Alfred Hitchcock's classic film The Birds, ABC's Jim Ryan says the purple martins have returned to Dallas.
Like clockwork, the flock starts gathering at around sunset each night in parking lots around North Texas. Purple martins by the thousands call Dallas-Fort Worth their temporary home before they begin their annual migration. But some permanent human residents don't like them at all, saying the mess they make on buildings and cars isn't worth the fantastic spectacle of the clouds of birds that descend every night. All they can do is wait for the martins to move away again. Jim Ryan, ABC News, Dallas.
From rags to riches and back to rags again, Jack Whitaker, the West Virginia man who won the largest individual lottery prize in American history, over $300 million, is back to broke 5 years after hitting the jackpot. Whitaker says he's been robbed of what was left of his fortune, under $50,000, by someone who wrote counterfeit checks on his money at his bank. I'm Karen Chase, ABC News.
Now, the local report from the WGNU newsroom.
Good morning, St. Louis. This is Patrick Brangemeyer with your WGNU news update for the 9 o'clock hour. In the news this Friday, police are investigating a murder in Washington Park. 45-year-old Roger Young of Collinsville was found shot to death around 3:30 Thursday morning inside an SUV. Police say Young crashed his vehicle and it ended up in a ditch. A 43-year-old woman who was inside the vehicle was unharmed. Illinois State Police are investigating. They did not discuss a motive and have no suspects in custody. No repairs were made to water level sensors prior to the Tomsoc Reservoir collapse. That's according to a company engineer who testified Wednesday that supervisors at the hydroelectric plant never approved requests to fix the sensors. The reservoir collapsed in late 2005, seriously injuring members of the park superintendent's family. The testimony was part of a commission hearing into the incident. A separate investigation by the Federal Energy Regulatory Commission concluded that Ameren violated its rules by failing to inform the agency of the broken gauges. Finally this hour, the Cardinal offense came alive last night with 3 home runs as they scored a big win over the Chicago Cubs by the score of 11-1. Scott Rowan and Albert Pujols both went deep for the Redbirds, and Chris Duncan added a 5th-inning grand slam. Duncan is hitting .393 in the month of July with 6 homers and 22 RBIs. Braden Looper picked up the win, giving up only 1 run on 5 hits in 7 innings. The homestand continues tonight as the first-place Milwaukee Brewers come to town. Game time is 7:10. That's your look at local news for the 9 o'clock hour. I'm Patrick Brangemeyer, bringing you the news that matters most to you.
Good morning, St. Louis. 6 minutes after the hour of 9 o'clock at AM 920 WGNU, I'm Howard Morton. Let's take a final look at your morning traffic. 270 northbound between 70 and St. Charles Rock Road. Look for stop-and-go traffic due to disabled vehicle. Left lane's blocked. It's on a ramp to St. Charles Rock Road. Look for delays. Northbound 270 from 44 through Doherty Ferry. There's a disabled vehicle. Left lane's blocked. That's at Doherty Ferry. Look for stop-and-go traffic there as well. Eastbound 40 from McKnight through Hanley. Look for road construction. Left lane is closed. Westbound 40 between Hanley and McKnight. Look for the left lane being closed as well, causing some slowdowns, but everything seems to be moving at speed limit. Southbound Lindbergh from Old Olive Street Road through Ladue. Look for it reduced to 1 lane in either direction due to water main work. Eastbound 70 at Highway K, there's road construction. Right lane's closed. westbound 40 between 14th and Union. Look for Union Station. Look for road construction going on, and the right lane is closed. That's due to the road construction going on there, so look for some slowdowns there. And 55 southbound from Bayless through Union, look for road construction and right lanes closed. There's a number of road construction projects going on throughout the major metropolitan area, so just use caution, slow down, and give yourself a break. Also, Lenore K. Sullivan Boulevard from Poplar Street Bridge through Washington Avenue is closed due to the fair. It's live on the levee, and that will be in effect beginning 8 p.m. this evening and going on through this weekend. That is a look at your traffic. Now let's take a look at your forecast for today, tomorrow, and for Sunday. For today, look forward to mostly or partly sunny skies, becoming mostly cloudy this afternoon. Chance of showers this afternoon with a high in the lower 90s. This evening, mostly cloudy. In the evening, becoming partly cloudy overnight with a chance of showers, low around 70. Saturday, partly sunny, highs in the upper 80s. Saturday evening, partly cloudy with a low in the upper 60s. And Sunday, mostly sunny skies with a high in the upper 80s. Currently at the studios of AM 920 WGNU, we have 83 degrees and haze. Lambert Field is reporting 81. Stay tuned for more of Liz Brown and the award-winning wake-up call. It's Dr. Rosa Kincaid and Liz Brown on the way with Wellness 101. That's up next. We'll take another look at your news and your weather in the top of the 10 o'clock hour. I'm Howard Morton for AM 920 WGNU, your station for the issues that matter most to you.
I think I'm hearing revolution in the air. I think I'm hearing revolution in the air. Tell me, brother, how do you discuss? I think I'm hearing revolution in the air. Tell me, brother, how do you discuss?
Time for us to use our power. Please do not beg folks for power. Nobody is going to give it to you. You were born with power.
Some very bad news for all of you, the people who love peace all over the world. Martin Luther King was shot and was killed tonight in Memphis. I will never say that progress is being made. If you stick a knife in my back 9 inches and pull it out 6 inches, there's no progress. If you pull it all the way out, that's not progress. The progress is healing the wound that's below me.
But the hard truth is that not everyone is sharing in this city's splendor and glory. There are more poor than ever, more families in trouble, more and more people who need help but can't find it.
A struggle against the common enemies of man, tyranny, poverty, disease, war itself.
We believe that all men are created equal, yet many are denied equal treatment.
And so we say to all in this nation who would dare listen to us, black, white, Jew, Gentile, Asian, Latino, that we are brothers and sisters in a long and difficult struggle.
Welcome, 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 welcome to Wellness 101. My name is Liz Brown. I am here with Dr. Rosa Kincaid. It is Friday, Food Preparation Day. Ooh, we have a lot of stuff that we're going to be making today, this morning, in our show here. It is, we have the table is full here. The whole studio counter is full here with all of the stuff that we're getting ready to make, prepare for you all this morning. Dr. Kincaid, good morning.
Good morning.
How are you?
I'm doing just great.
Very good. I had something I was going to share with y'all, but I don't have anything left now.
Liz provided breakfast for me. So.
Well, Dr. Kincaid, before we get to some of our food that we're going to prepare today, I was looking at an article in a magazine. And it was an article that was bragging about, or celebrating, I guess that's a fairer word, celebrating the fact that a particular entity, in an effort to take their health into their own hands, they had purchased a dairy cow. Okay? And they were very excited because this is an organization that wants people to really start paying attention to their health and growing their own foods and, making or engaging in that type of activity. And I wanted to share with you some of the things that it said in the article here why it was important to have dairy cows, and I wanted to see if we could get you to respond to some of their, positions on that. One of the things that they said about dairy cows, it says that the human body uses amino acids as building blocks for proteins. The human body needs between 20 to 22 of them for this task. There are 8 amino acids that are considered essential in that we have to get them from the food that we consume. The remaining 12 to 14 we can make from those first 8 in the chemical factories of our bodies. Raw cow's milk has all 20 of the standard amino acids, saving our bodies the work of having to convert any into a usable form. What do you say as a medical doctor to that? Theory.
Well, we had a show about milk, notmilk.com, mm-hmm. with Robert Cohen, and one of the amino acids are very close to humans, and that's one of the reasons that it can set up antibodies. It is a foreign protein. It will set up an antibody response and cause things like diabetes. We have to remember that those amino acids are meant to nourish a cow.
A baby cow. Not a grown cow, a baby cow.
Yes, and it has the components, it has the fat content, that to grow an animal that's going to weigh probably almost close to a ton. I mean, mm-hmm. it's heavy in fat. Human milk is meant to grow a brain. It has more glucose in it to nourish brain cells as opposed to being very fatty. If you look at breast milk, it has a very watery type of consistency, whereas if you look at whole milk, you can make cream from it.
It looks
very, very fatty. So it also makes the human body, if you ingest milk and dairy products, it makes the body acidic, and it doesn't make the bones strong.
Doesn't
do the body good. It actually makes calcium come out of the bones as a buffer because the body is acidic, and it doesn't want to be acidic. It needs to be more alkaline. So when you drink that milk, it makes it acidic, and calcium comes out. It actually makes the bones weaker. We need to really avoid
dairy products.
Yeah. So I don't know why they got that cow.
Well, and here's
what
the other piece
do with
of it.
The cow?
Here's this other line that just terrifies me, because this is a national magazine. This goes out to people that care about community and care about themselves. There's one line in it. It says, "Milk is a complete and properly balanced food. You could live on it exclusively if you had to." How frightening of a line is that?
Well, you wouldn't live that long, and you wouldn't have optimal health.
Mm. So, speaking of optimal health, let's talk about our food that we're going to be preparing today. What you going to be doing?
Well, we're moving ahead with our living food for living people.
Yes.
I want the listening audience to remember that every meal that we cook here, not only is it a vegan meal, But it's living. Nothing is cooked. It has the type of life and energy that you need to keep yourself alive, to produce healthy, vital cells that can fight off disease and fight off all the environmental toxins that we've been talking about from week to week on this show.
Absolutely. In fact, I just did a show right before you came on the formaldehyde that's in the trailers that FEMA has put tens of thousands of Americans in. Formaldehyde.
That's unbelievable.
Formaldehyde. So we have a lot of stuff that's our government doing it. Our government lying to people about it. So that's what our government gets to us. So that doesn't count all the other stuff that we don't know about out here that we're taking into our bodies on a daily basis. And we have to give our bodies the ability to fight this stuff off.
And it's very true. We're exposed to formaldehyde and other type substances in a lot of our cleaning products, in the air. Mm. We're, of course, not sleeping in it like these people are, but we are exposed to toxic chemicals. But there's things that you can do to keep your body healthy so that you don't suffer damage.
And raw foods and this vegan diet that we're talking about, this vegan lifestyle, because I'm moving away from the word diet, this vegan lifestyle. And I do want to give everybody a heads up. I believe it's going to be next month. It's going to be next month, and I'm going to share with you all my journey, because I do want to say right now that I have been on a journey of raw foods. I've been on a journey since May. Of raw foods, and I'm going to share the results of that journey with you next month, because it has been, I haven't had any cooked foods, I am not eating any cooked foods or anything like that, and I will say this as a heads up, it has transformed my life. It truly has transformed my life, my body, my face, my hair, everything.
That's right.
And I'm going to talk about that next month because as my doctor, you've been charting my progress with this.
Yeah, and I also want to let people know that, if you're hearing this for the first time, this is something that not everyone starts to do right away.
Mm-hmm.
You want to learn about it. You want to study it. You want to understand the principles behind it. And then, but you got to step out and experiment with some of this stuff. But, I told Liz about this 10 years ago.
Yeah. Yeah, she did.
She's doing it now.
I'm doing it now.
Don't feel bad.
Don't feel bad at all. Don't feel bad because it was a process that got me to this.
It's a process.
No meat, okay. No cheese, no milk, no fish. And finally, I'm at this place. But I want to share the story that came off of a television show. What's the model's name that has her own television show?
Tyra Banks.
Tyra Banks had a show. There were three women on. Did you hear about this show?
No, I didn't.
Four. She was talking about diets. Okay, so she took six women and three different types of ways to deal with diet. Two of the women went with a doctor who was going to prescribe a plan for them, exercise and food plan for them. Two of them went with a dietitian who also prescribed a plan with them. And then the set of two, went with a woman who only did raw food. Okay? So they came back after 3 months. Now, the group that was with the doctor, and it was a black doctor, they bonded with the doctor, so they lost as a group the most weight. The dietitian's group didn't lose all that much weight. The raw group, one of the women couldn't do it, just couldn't do it. Now, what was interesting, the other woman in the raw group, she was a chef. And she was so angry when she found out she was going to be stuck with the person that was pushing the raw diet. She goes, I'm a chef. I cook. How am I going to change to do something like this? She came out and she had lost 35 pounds. The audience, when they saw her, stood up. She was the only one that got a standing ovation, and she lost the most weight of anybody in the group. And her face, her body, everything was transformed. And it was so powerful for her that she and this raw nutritionist person, they're going to open a restaurant. She said, I didn't think I was going to be able to do it. She said, I'm opening up a restaurant, and I'm opening up a raw restaurant. So this raw thing, and Tyra Banks said, girl, I'm going to talk to you after the show, because you could see it in her face. You could see it in her skin. You could see it in everything in her. So you can lose 15 pounds a month. You can do that. You can lose 10 pounds a month if you, and be healthy with this.
Yes. And the other thing is that you can maintain it. You don't do that yo-yo thing.
It's a lifetime change.
It's not just to lose weight. Once you start tasting it, you get like Liz making your own recipes, and you don't want to stop.
No, you don't.
Because you don't. There's nothing that you miss.
And there isn't anything that you miss. And the other piece of it is that you feel like my body's so pristine. My body is so pristine. I don't want to put anything in there that is going to take me back to square one. There is, and we will be talking about that next month. That was just as an aside. So tell us today, what are we going to be making?
We're going to have some sunflower pate. Sunflower seeds is what we're going to use. Mm-hmm. We're going to soak them overnight, and we always try to soak our nuts overnight and seeds because it softens it up, it releases the enzymes, and it makes them a lot easier to digest.
Soak them in distilled water.
Distilled water, or the purest water you can get. And the whole principle behind waking up the enzymes is that, you know, when you see sunflower seeds, when you see different types of seeds and nuts, they are asleep.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but when you add water to them, they think they're getting ready to grow into
a sunflower.
Think they're getting ready to grow into a tree.
Uh-huh.
And it releases these life-giving enzymes.
Wow, I didn't know that.
Yes, it transforms them.
Wow, so you're eating like double life.
That's right. That's right. And actually, I have some sunflower. We have the sunflower seeds, and we're also going to use the sunflower sprout.
Oh,
So if you take the seeds and you leave them there for a couple of days, they turn into this.
They turn into sprouts. You've seen bean sprouts. People are familiar with alfalfa sprouts. These are sunflower. They're calling sunflower greens, but they're sunflower sprouts.
In other words, they're sunflower plants.
Wow.
If you plant these, they will grow into those sunflower. So we're going to have those.
So we're going to take a cup of sunflower seeds that we've soaked overnight to release the enzymes and to make them double life that we're putting into our bodies. Okay?
That's right.
All right, what else?
And then we're going to have our raw tahini.
Mm-hmm.
That sounds a cute little name, tahini.
Yeah.
Tahini
That's
is...
That's my baby, tahini.
And tahini is sesame seeds ground up.
Sesame seeds like a paste almost.
You grind them up.
Okay.
And it makes, it's just like the same consistency of like a peanut butter or something like that. It's a nut butter.
Okay.
When you grind them up. These things are loaded with calcium.
Mm-hmm.
These are good if you can get your babies to drink them. It probably has more calcium than cow's milk.
Really?
Yes, it's very, very nutritious. It's absorbed very well. And it has a very unusual taste.
Well,
unlike
cow's milk, your body can absorb this calcium.
Yes, and it's not mucus forming
either.
There
you go. Okay.
For those of you who have asthma.
Mm-hmm.
Those of you who've had falafel before,
mm-hmm.
and that sauce that they put on the falafel,
mm-hmm.
it's made from
tahini.
The tahini.
Okay.
That's right.
Okay.
So that's our ingredient.
So you can buy tahini. You don't have to because I'm not grinding up sesame seeds to make tahini. I'm not at that place yet.
It's hard to do.
Yeah, it is because they're teeny seeds.
That's right.
Yeah, you have to have some like big devices to do that. So, but you can buy organic tahini.
And raw. But you can also get some sesame seeds, and you can sprinkle them on your foods too. And then it gives it a nice little look, and it has a little bit of very subtle taste.
Okay. All right. So we have raw sunflower seeds that were soaked, raw tahini, namashoyu.
Namashoyu is a raw type of like a soy sauce type of flavoring, which is very difficult to get. Actually,
it is hard to get. I haven't been able to find any yet. I can go online and get it. Finding it at a store is very difficult.
The only place that I've seen it is online, and I wasn't able to get any. So instead, we're using liquid aminos,
mm-hmm.
which has a similar type of taste. It's kind of like a soy sauce type of flavoring.
I wouldn't be able to prepare half the foods I prepare if I didn't have Bragg's liquid aminos.
Yes.
It's a staple. It really is a staple. So we have that.
And it has a kind of salty taste, but it doesn't have salt added to it.
And I was looking at the ingredients the other day as I was eating something, and all the protein that's in Bragg's amino acids, it's just astounding how much protein is in there.
Right. Well, aminos as of amino acids.
Mm-hmm.
So.
All right, so we have that. Then we have onions.
Onions, of course.
And we have cumin.
cumin.
And we have cilantro.
Yes.
And then we have red pepper.
Yes.
So how about this? We're going to take a break right now because it's time to take a break. When we, while on the break, we'll start mixing and crunching and chopping and doing that kind of stuff.
Yes.
And we'll come back with a product.
Okay.
Okay. Stay with us. This is Wellness 101. I'm here with Dr. Rosa Kincaid, MD, and my name is Liz Brown, JD. We'll be back. Stay with us. Travel all the way to the mall to visit your Sears. Why don't you visit the only black-owned and operated Sears located at 3425 Union. That's 3425 Union. Sears, where else? Where else indeed. 40% off. You need a washer, dryer, refrigerator, stove, anything that you need, everything that you need. Freezer, treadmill, tractor, lawnmower, dishwasher, Cuisinart mixer. Get on down to Sears. They've got it 40% off. You don't, please, where do you go anywhere to get 40% off of anything? You better get down there, get your big screen TV before they're gone. And tell them I told you to.
The sweet sounds of music
and glorious songs of inspiration broadcast
has been a Sunday morning tradition in St. Louis
for over 30 years. We bring you the best loved songs on the gospel scene.
Plus late-breaking church news,
words of inspiration,
and, well, just a whole lot of fun.
Join me, Evangelist Stella Noreen.
And me, Brother Mel St. Clair, Sunday mornings from 9:30 a.m. until 11 o'clock a.m.
Here on your weekend gospel voice of choice, AM 920 WGNU.
This is Phil Person of Person Roofing. I'd like to introduce to you one of my customers, Joe Scoggins. Mr. Scoggins, how long ago did we work on your property?
It was approximately 8 to 9 years ago, Mr. Persons.
Okay, have you had any problems with your roof since that time?
Well, actually, about 3 weeks ago, I called you, and there was some water damage that was caused as a result of the storm last fall.
Okay.
And you were out the following day to do the repair work. And it was done in such a professional way that I would recommend you to any and everyone.
So how much did we charge you?
It was free, and it was done within a matter of 3 hours.
All right.
So I called you one day, and you were out the very next day, you and your son and his assistant, and you went up on the roof, and you accomplished the task within a matter of 3 hours.
This is Phil Person of Person Roofing. Our service starts when we complete your roof. Our number is 361-7127. You can call us day or night. 361-7127.
Recently in St. Louis, some changes were made in healthcare providers. And we at ConnectCare want you to know that sometimes change can be good. ConnectCare, still connected to the community. ConnectCare is now your specialty care clinic hub. If you or your loved one is dealing with kidney disease, you can contact one of ConnectCare's renal specialists at our renal clinic, dedicated to improving the quality of life and providing optimal care for patients with chronic and acute renal disease. At ConnectCare, we have 14 specialty care clinics to serve your healthcare needs. Our specialty care clinic hub includes specialty clinics dealing with arthritis, ENT, GI, orthopedics, and a women's specialty clinic. At ConnectCare, the physicians and staff at our specialty clinics are committed to the philosophy that the best care is provided by those with the greatest commitment to their community. ConnectCare, still connected to the community.
For the issues that matter most to you, of course, it's AM 920 WGNU. This is Dr. Laura Schlesinger. Join me from 2 to 4 every weekday afternoon. Dial 1-800-DR-LAURA.
Summertime, and the living is easy, right? Not if you don't get your family reunion T-shirts done on time. Here's a tip. Call Robert Guy and Associates, 421-3200. They specialize in family reunion T-shirts and softball team T-shirts. In fact, Robert Guy and Associates will put together fabulous T-shirts for all occasions. Here's the address, 2006 Salisbury. The number is 421-3200. Robert Guy and Associates, your T-shirt specialist. And check this out. If you mention you heard this on the Liz Brown Show, you'll get 10% off. It doesn't get any better. 421-3200, Robert Guy and Associates.
Previously on the Sloan Ranger program.
How dare you create an argument for public health
that exempts the casinos. You wouldn't do that. If we had an avian flu epidemic in St. Louis, would you exempt the casinos from those regulations?
Pretty good. No, you wouldn't.
Yeah, so it kind of betrayed the argument on its face.
For the smartest talk on radio, it's the Sloan Ranger Show, weekdays at 5 o'clock, only on AM 920 WGNU. Starting your day with information you can't get anywhere else. It's the award-winning Wake-Up Call with Liz Brown.
Welcome back. Yes, I like garlic. My name is Liz Brown. I am here with Dr. Rosa Kincaid. We are putting together this sunflower pate here with sunflower seeds, raw tahini, nama shoyu, we're going to use Bragg's, and then we're going to have onions and cumin and cilantro and red pepper. And I'm putting on my gloves as we sterilize our cooking counter here. I'm going to be cutting up the red pepper. So talk to us about the red bell peppers. What's valuable about them? Dr. Kincaid.
Well, one thing about red peppers is that people think of them as vegetables, but actually they have seeds and they're fruits.
Really?
Yes, that's right.
I didn't know that.
Yes, foods that you see with seeds are fruits.
Really?
Like, for instance, tomatoes are fruits. They're sub-acid fruits. But, you know, we have sweet fruits, we have sub-acid fruits, we have acid fruits. And, you know, not all fruits are very sweet. But actually the red pepper, it is fairly sweet. And it has seeds in it, so it is a fruit.
Okay.
It has silicon in it. It's good for the hair. It's good for the nails. Of course, it's loaded with vitamin C, and we've spoken about vitamin C since we started here in February, and you know that it's a great antioxidant. It's very, very good for skin. It's outstanding for the immune system.
And one of the things that I love about red bell peppers, although I really get hacked off at some of the prices that people want to charge, it's just insane. I went to, and I'm going to say your name because I was just shocked. I walked into Straub's. They wanted $3.99 for a single red bell pepper.
That's right.
I had to walk out. I'm like, no, I'm going to have to find something a little different. That just doesn't seem right.
And then they're not even organic.
Yeah.
And one thing I want to say about, you know, a lot of times people say that, you know, eating this way is very expensive. And it does seem like it's very expensive. Actually, they've made fresh produce like this, more expensive than canned food and frozen food that's not as good for you.
Mm-hmm.
But if you shop at some of our larger stores, I mean, you have to have a lot of money. But you can go to farmer's market.
You can't. Let's just be real. Okay. The fact of the matter is that it's going to be more challenging for you to do this, because they make it harder for you to do it. But the fact of the matter is that you will drive out to a special mall that carries your makeup that you wear. I know a lot of women that would make special trips out to the Galleria. Remember when the MAC store just got to the Galleria? Or people would drive to Chicago because the MAC store was there and they wanted to get the makeup there.
I didn't even know about that.
Mm-hmm. We all make these decisions in our lives to accommodate the special things that we want in our lives. And the fact of the matter is the food that we're putting into our body is one of the most important investments that we're making.
And if we're going to make, and if, since that is the most important investment, we have to adjust our lifestyles to make certain that we are making the right investment in ourselves. We're going to have to get creative with this because the society that we live in is not conducive to eating well and eating right. So we're going to have to fight that. And unfortunately, sometimes it's going to be a little bit more expensive. But you also have to think about, if I'm spending $30 for meat, then spend $30 for vegetables instead, and that's a much better investment.
That's right. And also think about the money that you save, because you don't have to go to your doctor's office and pay that copay.
Exactly.
Or you don't have to go buy some medicines and pay the copay for the medicines.
Exactly.
Okay, so in the long run, you will be saving money. The other thing is that when you start eating like this, and I just mentioned this to Liz before we came back on the air, when you start eating like this, you start requiring less food.
Mm-hmm.
She said she mm-hmm. didn't know whether that was happening mm-hmm. yet, but it's whole food, and it's it is so satisfying.
But here's the thing, it's not only that you require less food, but the other piece of it is that even if you haven't gotten yourself completely to the mental place of, I'm recognizing the signals that my body is sending me, my brain is sending me that I'm full, okay? Because if you've had a whole lifetime of ignoring that signal, it takes you a minute to get back to a proper communication with your body. So if you haven't gotten to that place that you're recognizing the signals of that you're full, this is the best kind of lifestyle to be involved in, because I can stuff myself with this wonderful stuff, and there will not be the serious repercussions of that. So, if you want to stuff yourself, you can.
Yes.
You can.
That's actually the way, only way I was really able to lose weight mm-hmm. when I did have a weight problem. This is like the all-you-can-eat plan.
Honest to God, you can
eat this until you cannot stand up anymore.
You can eat this absolutely,
until you burst.
And
if losing weight was your object, or getting down to whatever weight,
or changing your skin, I'm telling you, ladies, your hair, your skin, ladies. I will tell you that people are stopping me on the street and talking about my skin. Stopping me. You know, so it is something that will change your life. For real. So I'm chopping up the onions right now, Dr. Kincaid, to put into the blender or into the food processor.
We're using a food processor.
And we only need a couple of teaspoons of it.
Yes,
but I looks like I got a little bit more.
We're using before we came on air, I processed 1 cup of soaked sunflower seeds. They have to be raw.
Do you want me to dump this in that?
Yes.
Okay. You want me to measure? Fine. And that's the other part about cooking food preparation with this. It is such a, I love touchy-feely and non-exact type of cooking opportunities. And this type of cooking opportunity or this type of food preparation allows you to experiment, go a little bit over, it's not like pastry making where, you have to truly level it off or even weigh it sometime to make certain that you have the precise amount of measurements. Mm-hmm. This type of food preparation, it ain't like that. It ain't that deep. Okay, so what would you need to do with this?
Okay.
This needs to go in the food processor,
yes,
right?
That and along with the tahini
goes into the
food processor. And then you have to also measure out one.
The cumin?
Well, first put this in the food processor and then 1/4 cup of red peppers.
That, I thought that goes in afterwards. It says, when seeds are smooth, transfer to a bowl and then stir in red peppers and cilantro.
Okay, but first you have to put the tahini, shoyu, onion, and cumin.
Cumin, right.
So there's the tahini.
Okay, got the tahini. Okay. All right, so Dr. Kincaid, talk to us about, you brought another product here. I'm going to step over to the food processor. Talk to us about this other product that you brought.
The other product that we bought, we're making a pâté, and with a pâté, it's kind of like it's similar to something like a dip. You know, if you like, after you make it, you can dip the different crackers into it or different, pieces of vegetables. But what I brought is something called sushi nori, and sushi nori is a sea vegetable. It's the type of It's a sea week. I don't like to use that word, but that's what it is. It's a sea. And the studies have shown that seaweed, sea vegetables, have the most highest mineral and vitamin content than any other plant. In other words, they're more rich in vegetables and nutrients than the plants that grow on land.
Wow.
They have antioxidants, they have trace minerals, and the thing that I like about them is that they even absorb radiation. So in our world where we are more and more exposed to satellites and microwaves, et cetera, these are able to remove radiation and radiation damage from the cells. So that's what I really like about the sea vegetables. The sushi nori is the type of seaweed that you see when people talk about sushi. And sushi is a seaweed that is has raw fish wrapped in raw fish. But of course we're not going to use our raw fish. We are going to stuff our nori with our sunflower pate. And so this takes the place of using bread and other flour type of products.
Okay, so I'm blending these products together. While we're doing this, I want to, would you please repeat for the audience what the recipe specifics are?
Okay. So sunflower pate, we use 1 cup of sunflower seeds soaked in distilled water. You could soak it overnight or soak it for a few hours. If you soak it overnight, putting it in the refrigerator is a good idea. Then the next day you strain it and you rinse off the sunflower seeds really well. Measure out 1 cup and you place that 1 cup of sunflower seeds in your food processor, and you can get a food processor in any of the discount stores. You can get a food processor for like $15 or $16, a small one. And then you blend it up until it's a creamy consistency. You might have to add a little bit of water to it. The next thing that you do is you add some the sesame tahini. You want raw sesame tahini. Organic is always best. And the tahini is 1 cup of raw, one quarter cup of raw tahini. The next thing is the nama shoyu. If you don't have nama shoyu, you can use liquid aminos, or you can use a tamari, okay? And you use 1 1/2 tablespoons of that. And you put that, again, in the blender where the sunflower seeds are.
Okay, we've blended everything up. We're going to take a quick break. We're going to mix it all together, and we're going to come back and do the taste piece of it, okay? And then we're going to give another recipe, a slaw recipe,
yes,
that we have out here as well.
We had it, but...
We had it, yeah. The product is no longer with us, but the recipe is. So we'll be back. This is Wellness 101 with Dr. Rosie Kincaid. My name is Liz Brown. Stay with us.
People, have you heard about Golden Grocer Natural Market? It's locally owned and operated for over 30 years and serving and meeting your health needs by ensuring the best quality and selection in vitamin supplements and organic groceries. Golden Grocer Natural Market has the largest loose herb selection around. You can also get your grains and natural beauty items as well. Their staff is friendly, knowledgeable, and committed to helping you on your journey to improved and enhanced health. Golden Grocer believes that the healthiest goal is achieving balance in every area of your life. So, live your life like it's golden, and let Golden Grocer help you along the way. Golden Grocer, Natural Market, 335 North Euclid, right there in the Central West End. Open 10 a.m. to 7 p.m., Monday through Saturday, and Sunday 12 to 5. Golden Grocer, 367-0405. That's 367-0405.
This is Phil Person of Person Roofing. I'd like to introduce to you one of my customers, Joe Scoggins. Mr. Scoggins, how long ago did we work on your property?
It was approximately 8 to 9 years ago, Mr. Persons.
Okay, have you had any problems with your roof since that time?
Well, actually, about 3 weeks ago, I called you, and there was some water damage that was caused as a result of the storm last fall.
Okay.
And you were out the following day to do the repair work. And it was done in such a professional way that I would recommend you to any and everyone.
So how much did we charge you?
It was free, and it was done within a matter of 3 hours.
All right.
So I called you one day, and you were out the very next day, you and your son and his assistant, and you went up on the roof, and you accomplished the task within a matter of 3 hours.
This is Phil Person of Person Roofing. Our service starts when we complete your roof. Our number is 361-7127. You can call us day or night. 361-7127.
Are you an inventor, or do you know an inventor who would like to attempt to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to industry? Well, for free information on how to proceed, call this toll-free number.
Call 800-346-9966.
InventHelp, one of America's largest invention companies, has inventor information you can have for free. Record your invention's date of origination, plus get an information brochure and other materials of interest to new inventors. Learn how to get this free information just by calling this toll-free number.
Call 800-346-9966. That's 1-800-346-9966.
Even if you have an idea for improving an existing product and don't know where to go with it, you'll want this free inventor's information. It shows how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to industry. So call InventHelp right now, toll free.
Call 800-346-9966. That's 1-800-346-9966.
Be in the know as you're on the go with Liz Brown and the award-winning Wake Up Call.
Welcome back to Wellness 101. This is Liz Brown. I'm here with Dr. Rosa Kincaid. We're preparing food for you. And Howard, we're going to do a little giveaway here. Dr. Kincaid has two of her wellness books with this recipe and other recipes in it, How to Be Well, Dr. Rosa Kincaid's wellness books. And we want you to call into the call-in number. We'll clear the lines for you, and we'll let you call in at 454-0400. Let me talk to you all, and we'll pick a couple of you to get the wellness book. Talk to us about why you want the book at 454-0400. We're going to give two of these away, so give us a call at 454-0400, and we'll let you have one of Dr. Kincaid's own wellness manual with this recipe and so many other recipes in it. 454-0400. Dr. Kincaid, I'm dying to taste this sunflower pate. Now, you're going to use the nori sheath?
Yes, I'm going to use nori.
All right, talk to us how you're going to do that.
Well, it's just like, it looks just like the sushi that you see with the fish, uh-huh. with the raw fish, except you just flat out. And the nori sushi.
And I've just got to say that.
It's like sheets of paper.
I want everybody to try it, but, you know. Okay. So you take the paper out. Here, why don't you use the cutting board here?
And you lie it flat.
Okay. You lie it flat.
And then, yeah. And then you...
I want to watch you do it. Young one, you're the expert on this. I've never done this before. Let me take some of the callers while you're doing that, okay? So that'll be easier.
And I'm going to...
I'm going to talk to people about why they want the wellness books. So let me get on the line with some of you here. Ed, talk to me about why you want this, what Dr. Kincaid's wellness manual. Ed.
Yes. I've been trying to lose weight the conventional way, and I haven't been able to. I eat healthy and stuff, but I tried to go vegetarian, but I couldn't handle the soy products.
Okay. So you want another way of doing it. Okay, Ed.
Yes.
All right, Ed, here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to put you on hold, let Howard get your number, and we'll be calling you if you are the winner, okay?
Okay.
All right, Ed, let me put you on hold right now. And Sonia. Talk to us about why you want Dr. Kincaid's wellness manual.
Hi, Sonia. Hi. I would like to try it because I am a diabetic, and I've done the same thing, tried to lose weight by going vegetarian, and it really hasn't been. I've been in a standstill, but I haven't been able to lose the weight that I need to lose.
And here's the little secret about vegetarian diets: cookies are vegetarian, aren't they?
And so is candy.
And so is candy. You know, so vegetarian. We need to just probably have a better discussion of what that means. So I want to thank you very much, Sonia, and I'm going to put you on hold so that Howard can get your phone number.
This
okay?
gets rid of diabetes.
Yes,
I
it
can
does.
Tell you that
yes,
right
it
now.
Does. 1-877-920-WGNU. Yes. Talk to us about why you want Dr. Kincaid's wellness manual.
Well, man, as a family, we're trying to lose weight. We're trying to eat healthier diet. You know, just for overall health benefits.
Okay. All right. And what is your name, please?
Stan Rice.
Stan. Thank you so much, Stan. We're going to put you on hold. Go ahead, Dr. Kincaid. Where are we right now in the process of this, making this nori roll?
Well,
here?
I have the nori sheet flattened out, and it has almost like a paper consistency.
Mm-hmm.
It's about...
Like rice paper.
Yeah, like rice paper, and it's about 7 inches by 7 inches. And at one end, I just put about 3 tablespoons of the sunflower pate, and on top of it, I laid some sunflower sprouts, and now I just take it like so, and I just roll it up.
Okay.
And I roll it up, and if you roll it up, it looks just look like a tube.
Yes, it does.
And then you just eat it.
Did he just eat it? Okay. And how is it?
Good.
It's good? It's good?
I love it.
Okay. And
you need
and
about four of these. And
okay. And okay, we're done with our callers. If you're on hold right now, stay on hold.
Who was the next caller?
The last caller I had was Stan. That was line number 4. Line number 4.
That's great.
Okay, and let me get to Arthur here. Arthur, good morning. Tell us why you'd like the Dr. Kincaid's wellness manual.
Is that me?
That is you, Arthur.
Okay, yeah, look, I own a restaurant in the area.
Do you
and
really?
We do try to cater to vegans. And I think that I would like to open up a new avenue of a more pure way of preparing the food and serving it to my customers.
Arthur, I'm going to put you on hold, but I want you to listen because I'm going to give you a recipe for a slaw that you will have people wrapping themselves around your restaurant to get to this, okay?
All right.
I'm going to put you on hold, all right? Thank you so much for calling in. And here, let me see. Let me get to my last caller. Lady from the East Side, tell me why you want one of these manuals.
Yes. Good morning, Liz. Good morning, Dr. Kincaid.
Good morning.
I'd love to have your wellness manual to add to my many raw food cookbooks. I think coming from African-American perspective will be unique. My daughter and I, and I'm trying to also... introduce my elderly parents. One is a diabetic, borderline diabetic, and one has just found out that they have a bout with high blood pressure. So I would like to naturally introduce some of your tasty meals and some of your, you know, procedures to their lifestyle, and I think they'll accept it a lot more.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much. I'm putting you on hold to get, for Howard to give you the number. Now let me get this recipe out here, this other recipe, and this. The sunflower pate is very good. I'm not enough brave enough to do the nori cheese.
Oh, you'd love it.
I'm not brave enough to do that. But the pate itself is very, very, very good. And I want to give this cranberry recipe. I've just got to find it real quick. Cranberry almond slaw. Here's what the ingredients are. It's so easy. 1/4 cup of a green cabbage chopped. 1 cup of cilantro. I use a little less than that. 1/2 of a red bell pepper chopped. 1 large carrot chop, 1/4 cup of almonds, 1/3 cup of dried cranberries, juice of 1 lime, 2 tablespoons of flax oil, 2 tablespoons of agave nectar, 2 teaspoons of red onion minced, and you put it all in your food processor, you process it, and you're done and done.
If you would like copies of these recipes, if you send a self-addressed stamp envelope to my office, I'll send you both of the recipes.
And your address?
My address is 2284 Yale Avenue, Y-A-L-E Avenue, St. Louis, 63143, Dr. Rosa Kincaid, and I will send you copies of both of these recipes.
And
self-addressed stamp envelope.
And if you have an email address, Dr. Kincaid, where can people contact you with your email address? How about
www.drrosakincaid.com or...
why don't you do this? Revolution@LizBrown.com, revolution@LizBrown.com, that's LizzyBrown.com. Email me and we can get you a copy of these recipes, okay? Dr. Kincaid, this is good eating. This was good eating this morning, wasn't it? She can't talk
I can't talk now.
Mouth is full.
Sunflower seeds.
Dr. Rosa Kincaid, Wellness 101, wonderful show again. Thank you so much for joining us.
You're welcome.
See you next week.
Bye-bye.
All right, folks. My name is Liz Brown. I'll be back same time, same place on Monday. Thank you all for listening, and you know the drill. Stay strong.
If you stick a knife in my back 9 inches and pull it out 6 inches, there's no progress. If you pull it all the way out, that's not progress. The progress is healing the wound that's below me.
But the hard truth is that not everyone is sharing in this city's splendor and glory. There are more poor than ever. More families in trouble, more and more people who need help but can't find it.
A struggle against the common enemies of man, tyranny, poverty, disease, and war itself.
We believe that all men are created equal, yet many are denied equal treatment.